The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Follow us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Giant Communications pregame show. Our coverage of local high school football is made possible by our sports boosters, featuring our title sponsor, Peru State College.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And with that, we welcome you to Perry, Kansas, and the campus of Perry LeCompton High School, where it's high school football this evening on Care Radio, as the Atchison Phoenix are hosted by the Perry LeCompton Cause. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, good to have you along with us here this evening. To my left, Gus Couts, Tom Couts with you here, and got a couple of teams that bring quality football to the gridiron here this evening is the Atchison Phoenix, sporting a perfect 6-0 record. Come up against Perry LeCompton. You look at the record, you see 2-4, but Gus, don't be tricked by that.
Yeah, 2-4 is just the cover of the book, if you will. You start to open the pages and dig a little deeper. They lost week one at Sabatha 28-14, turns around and beat Riverside in Big 7 play 35-12. But then listen to three of their last four games were at Nemaha Central, they lost. At Holton, they lost. Home with Hayden, and they lost. Last week, they traveled over to Jeff West and came away with a 56-7 victory in that one. So their four losses this year have come against Sabatha, Nemaha Central, Holton, and Hayden. Three of those were on the road.
So do not underestimate this team, and we got a couple of coaches. Guys, they kind of know their way around the old football field with Mike Paramore, 22 years here at Perry LeCompton, and of course, Jim Smith, been at Atchison since, it was a Tuesday they brought the dirt in, you know?
So you talk about for Perry LeCompton coming into this ballgame, got a good quarterback. I think he's a guy we're going to talk about a lot tonight, Gunnar Ball. Gunnar Ball for Perry LeCompton, the senior quarterback, plays free safety, one of the best passers in the state of Kansas coming into this ballgame against Atchison, who features one of the better rushers in the state of Kansas.
Team captains right at the center of the field as they are meeting. We have a spectacular place and some tremendous hospitality that we have been enjoying here at Perry LeCompton this evening. We are right at the 45-yard line, high above the stands as the captains are out there being introduced by the officiating crew and getting set for the flip of the coin. A lot of games going on. It is Friday Night Lights. If you're traveling across the country, you see beacons in the darkness all around, and we're glad that you've elected to join us here on Care Radio for this one.
We'll try to keep you up on some of the games as you just travel down the road a little bit. Morehill Mount Academy is at Silver Lake tonight. ACCHS is home with Jackson Heights and what should come away with the winner of the Northeast Kansas League. So lots of interesting games going on around the area. It's kind of weird this time of year to not have a district game, but that's what we've got tonight. Atchison in 4A, Perry LeCompton, a 3A team, and Perry LeCompton's in that district that includes Holton Hayden, Perry LeCompton, Jeff West, and Royal Valley. So that's probably a pretty tight geographic circle, honestly.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
I mean, like we've seen some of them where you're sitting there and you scratch your head a little bit about how did they come up with that circle. This is not a bad one here tonight.
If you look around the stands also, Gus, you see a lot of representatives from institutions of higher learning who are on hand here this evening. I think there are players on both sides of the football that these people are looking at and watching. Is there are going to be some Saturday players come out of these two teams.
Gunnar Ball has thrown for over 1,300 yards this season, which is 12th most in the state right now.
The flip of the coin has been won by Perry LeCompton, who has elected to defer to the second half. And with that in mind, it will be the Phoenix putting their kick return unit out of the field. Tonight, it is just spectacular. I thought it was going to be a little chilly, but in fact, it is ideal. 73 degrees here in Perry, Kansas at kickoff time. Bit of a breeze. You look at that flag out here on the south end of the stadium standing up as it's about 12, 15 miles an hour wind here this evening. And even though it says it's out of the south-southeast, I mean, it's really out of the northwest blowing to the southeast. And it is going to be pretty much at the back and in the face of one of those two teams here this evening. That said, Atchison will be going from left to right, and they will be going into the wind here in this opening quarter. Perry LeCompton fans on their feet, and they are so, so ready for this one. We may end up seeing somebody have to put a hand on this one, too. It'll be Cameron Kniper who is going to be kicking it away for Perry LeCompton.
Diomar Hernandez is back deep along with Adam Molt. They're going to be your return duo for Atchison tonight.
They're going to settle it around their own 10-yard line. We're set to go. Hope you enjoy it. There's the kick. It is a low head-high kick taken on a hop at the 10-yard line by Hernandez. Diomir will go straight up the middle, be hit and dropped at the 25-yard line by Tristan Gordon and Parker Schmidt. And the minute that contact was there, he was going no further. That was a very sure-handed tackle.
Nice job by Perry LeCompton getting down on kick coverage. For Atchison, not great starting field position. They're going to have this thing at their own 3-yard line by the time they're going to mark it down. Excellent field conditions out here tonight and great markings on this field.
The call logo out of the middle of the field and, yeah, well marked. Great. Just a great facility to enjoy high school football this evening. Here come the Phoenix with quarterback Trey Carter running back to his immediate left, and they're going to hand it off. Going straight ahead is going to be Jesse Greenley to the 30, 35, 40, 45. Jesse Greenley will pick up 21 yards on his first carry of the game, tackled by free safety Gunnar Ball. Jesse Greenley, the defending National Player of the Week, having scored 9 touchdowns last week in Atchison. Quickly right back at it. This time they're going to hand it to him, and a gain of perhaps 1 yard for Jesse. Second down, 9, Atchison. That was Chris Kermsey with the tackle. Second down and 9, Atchison at its own 46-yard line, just getting started in the ball game here this evening. Quickly again with a wing to the left side, receiver wide to the left, and another straight ahead run, putting his head down, running into the middle and taking it up just short of the midfield mark. Greenlee will pick up about 3 more. Jesse Herman with the stop. Because if you're a defender and you're playing against Atchison, don't you have about 3 guys who just are told tackle Jesse?
Yeah, especially if you're a linebacker who likes a little contact. This is your kind of game. Get in the backfield and make some contact.
Here's a play action. The receiver down deep, and it's just off the fingertips of the intended receiver, Purdy, down at the 10-yard line. And for Atchison, it'll bring up 4th down, and coming into the game will be Aiden Battle.
That time, Jeter was working against his numerical counterpart, Tyler Reed. Reed was there step for step, making that just a difficult place for Carter to try to thread the needle. And again, how many times do we talk about this? Run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. And you just had to pass after, 40 yards worth of runs on 3 plays.
Aiden standing at his own 35-yard line to put a toe to the football. Single return man back at his own 15 for the cause. Snap is back. The boot is away. It is low and spinning. It'll hit at the 30, take an Atchison bounce down to the 25-yard line. And Atchison began its first possession on its own 25. Pair of the Compton will begin their first possession of the evening at their own 25-yard line, scoreless with 10:47 to go. Opening period. Atchison took less than a minute and a half off the clock.
Yeah, and if you're head coach Mike Paramore, you got to be happy with how your defense held up, right? They gave up the 21-yard rush on the very first play of the game, but after that, they were able to tighten down a little bit, not give Greenlee any running room in the middle, and then force the errant pass on third down. Again, you get the defense off the field, and here comes your offense.
And a quick handoff, a straight-ahead run for Perry as they are kind of copying that Atchison playbook. And similarly, it was a big run straight ahead up to the 35-yard line, very close to, but just short of the first down mark. Carrying that ball is going to be Tristan Gordon.
That time, Levante McGowan made the stop on the play for Atchison.
They'll take a long look over to the near side. DePlay comes in, and Parker Schmidt is going to be the next man in the backfield. Ball and Gordon already there. Quarterback has it. It's going to be a little QB draw. Finds the daylight. Goes left side. First down at the 40, 45, and up to the 47-yard line. Nice run. Gunner Ball taking it himself.
And that time for Atchison coming up from the cornerback position. That was Ziamir Hernandez making the stop on the play, but not before Perry LeCompton able to move the sticks up across the 45 to the 46-yard line.
And very similar styles, right, as Perry LeCompton runs out also over to football. And these two teams can't wait to get that ball in play. Singer running back to the left side of the ball. He's back to throw. Has a man open at the 50 into Atchison territory. Leaning forward, pushing, shoving down to the 45-yard line. A gain of 9 on a first down flare pass into the left flat.
And with
Kale Gorski with that catch.
And with that pass right there, that's the first pass we've seen out of Perry LeCompton. And coming into this ball game, you expected Jesse to run the ball a lot. You expected Gunner Ball to throw the ball a lot. Not really how this game has started out. So for Perry LeCompton, I think they're just trying to catch Atchison a little off in the early going.
Here's a draw play straight ahead, picking up the first down and a yard or two to spare. Perry LeCompton will advance the sticks. They'll have a first and 10 to the Atchison 43-yard line. It's worth the 9-minute mark of the opening quarter.
Atchison playing that three down lineman front. They've got Todd Daniels, Eric Smith, and Levante McGowan as your down three on that three man defense.
So for the Phoenix, what are we talking, 34 here? Or?
Yeah, 34 in tonight's game, and they probably have done this as the season has progressed, but they've got Jesse now as an outside linebacker.
Here's a handoff and a straight ahead run, powering inside the 40-yard line goes Tristan Gordon. Give him about 5 or 6, making a 5-yard carry on a first down play. Second down, 5, Perry LeCompton.
I really like how Perry LeCompton is attacking Atchison right now. They're not trying to get to the sideline and run those outside plays, right? Everything is just zone running in the middle, right? They're between the tackles, nothing cute. They're just trying to run downhill right now and try to beat Atchison straight ahead versus try to match their speed.
Same place, this time to the left side, and hit at the line of scrimmage. The ball pops loose. It's on the ground, and is Atchison taking it away? They have. Atchison comes up with a loose football, and Phoenix will hold.
That time, the running back never got a good handle on the football, and he was bobbling in it as he went into the middle. He gets hit, and Hernandez was right there to scoop it up, and Atchison will take over at the 40-yard line, so a good defensive stop for them as Perry was moving the football.
These two teams, as we've seen in the first possession by each club, very similar. They got a running back that they like to pound into the middle. They can throw. They do throw, but run the ball predominantly. Clock's still running here. I think they're going to reset some time on this thing. We're probably around 8 minutes-ish to go in the opening quarter.
I think we're having a little malfunction with the clock over here.
They're
trying to get it to stop.
Yeah, see? Yeah, as much as they're trying, there we go. We got it to halt there. They'll probably reset a little time on that, and we will get it lined up. Hey, during this game, stick around. Don't just, go off for a snack. And you can do that, but take your radio with you, because at halftime, we've got a really interesting interview. We're going to be talking to Mike Paramore. He is not only the head football coach here at Perry LeCompton, but also the activities director at the school, and got a lot of interesting things to talk about. Tell us about the cause and their many programs. So join us for that at halftime. Here's a straight-ahead run by Atchison, and Jesse Greenlee will pick up about 3 making it a second down, 7 AHS.
Coming up to make the stop, Jeremiah Monroe for Perry LeCompton. And quickly, Atchison up over the football, and the officials haven't even got that thing spotted.
Here's a snap, and the ball, I think, pops loose, and Atchison's going to pick it up and cover it up for no gain. Gus, if you're a running back and you're just pounding into the line and pounding into the line, and as quickly as you get up, you run to the backfield and get ready to be handed it again, doesn't that take a physical toll?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially as much as Jesse has to do it during the season.
Quarterback back to throw. Trey Carter going right. He's got Purdy downfield. It is broken up at the 20-yard line to pass a little bit underthrown. And making a great effort, Jeter Purdy unable to haul it in. He was very nicely defended down there by Kale Gorski.
Did that sequence of plays look familiar?
Yeah.
They just went back and ran series one. Jesse left, Purdy deep. This time they just moved Jeter from the left to the right and still ran him on a nine route. So, again, Atchison going with a three and out after stopping Perry LeCompton with a fumble recovery.
Aiden Battle kicking it to Tristan Gordon. He will advance and get away a kick. Again, not a deep kick, bounding at the 35. And this time going to take a Perry bounce up to the 36-yard line. So we're first and 10. First and 10, Perry LeCompton. They're going to begin this possession, really good field position, at their own 36-yard line. 7 minutes to play in the opening quarter.
It's 7:11 is the actual time.
Is that what it is? I like it. This game
got a little
doesn't
flow.
Feel like it's moved fast, but I'll tell you what, as much as these teams are running the ball, it might go briskly.
Yeah, let's not get carried away.
First down, Perry LeCompton. Little handoff, running back hit and drop will lose 2 yards. That was a great defensive play as Gordon tried the right side, found nothing but Phoenix player.
Yeah, he found Lavonte McGowan. And we just talked about Lavonte a moment ago, how he, Eric Smith, and Todd Daniels do such a nice job along that front line for Atchison. That time, McGowan was in the backfield in such a hurry that he is actually able to stop him for a loss of one.
Quarterback rolling to the left, looking to throw downfield, has his man in the seam, caught across the 45-yard line, picking up a first down with a yard to spare. How about that? Kale Gorski with the catch, and quickly making sure he had his feet planted, then runs out of bounds into the home side of the field.
I like that passing tree they set up right there for Perry LeCompton. They had three outs. One was a shallow, one was an intermediate, and one was a deep out. And they were, you know, somewhere around 3, 7, and 15 yards. And so, again, the quarterback can just kind of gauge where he wants to go, pick the underneath route, picks up the first down, and up near midfield.
Best field position of the day for Perry. Now the quarterback, little play action into the line, drops back, lobs one over to the left edge, trying to get the ball into the hands of Tyler Reed, but just a bit out of his reach. Second and 10.
Yeah, and I think maybe you probably threw that thing incomplete on purpose because if Reed makes the reception, he's not going to be able to gain anything. He's going to take a big hit. Instead, throw it away and live for another down. Now you've got a wide receiver wide to the right side, and that's going to be Cameron out there on an island with Jeter.
Back to throw, and now the quarterback going to go straight ahead. Little QB draw, takes it across midfield to the Atchison 49-yard line. Pick it up three. It is now third and 7. Perry. Todd Daniels and Lavonte McGowan. Guess those are a couple of big, strong guys up there now.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's all we're talking about in the early going, but these three defensive linemen are doing such a good job early on. Now Perry LeCompton set with a third and long and third and 7.
QB flares it over to a running back out of the backfield. He's going to make the catch, get hit, lose yardage back behind the original line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a third, or rather a fourth down and a dozen. And Atchison's defense is playing really well.
Yeah, that's on Trey Carter out there to make the stop. Now, can I tell you, watching that play, it almost looks like you're setting up for a later play where you're going to fake out to the flat and hit somebody on a nine route down the field. So now you're going to see Hernandez back deep to return the punt. The snap is high.
Oh, it's over the head of the punter. He's back chasing it around and just jumps on it. And Atchison is going to come out of this with spectacular field position. They will begin this sequence, first and 10, at the call 26-yard line. That was just a tough break for Perry LeCompton with that high snap over the kicker's head.
Yeah, how many times do you talk about a game that's played really close and it comes down to a special teams play? And that might have been it right there. Atchison set up with excellent starting field position.
In the backfield with quarterback Trey Carter is 5'10" running back Jesse Greenlee. He's going to be just behind him to his right. Wide to the right side is Jeter Purdy. Atchison's going to put in the slot right, Aiden Battle, and they're going to go very, very wide to the left side with Adam Bolt. Here's a first down play. QB's back, throws it right side. It's going to be caught at the 20, down to the 15, and driving through a defender, Aiden Battle. He's got it down inside the 15 at the 13-yard line.
Nice reception right there by Aiden Battle, the tackle for Perry LeCompton, made by Parker Schmidt.
First and 10, Atchison inside the 15. A handoff is going to Greenlee. He just runs over defenders and picks up a couple of 3 hard yards. There was nothing in front of him as far as daylight concerned, so he just made his own. What about Brett Paramore with the stop? We're waiting for him to get the thing spotted down and not looking to throw, make any problems here, but I haven't seen a marker down until right here.
Personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct against Perry LeCompton. I'm going to guess that, some tempers are starting to flare in the early going.
It could happen. You got a tight score, a couple of very competitive teams, big game here tonight. Atchison will advance the ball in it. They've got it first and 10 at the 5. Quarterback is going to keep it himself, go straight ahead, drive, push, shove. He's close to the goal line and just inches short. It'll bring up a second to goal. Atchison and Trey Carter gave it everything he had, and I thought might have been going to be able to go in.
Yeah, it was going to be an option to the left, but as soon as the ball got snapped, Jesse ran the option route, and Trey said, there's an easy pattern right there, and took off.
Going to be hard not to put it in Jesse's hands. He will take the direct snap out of the Wildcat, go into the end zone, touchdown Phoenix. And at 4:28 to go in the opening quarter, Atchison has the first point of the game and leads 6-0. Gus, if you're going to go to the Wildcat, you want to put the ball in your best running back's hands, right?
Yeah, and that time Jesse could have walked into the end zone right behind his big center, and a nice play for Atchison to get themselves on the board with 4:28 left here in the first quarter.
Jeter Purdy to hold, Aiden Battle for the PAT effort. It is down. It is up. High enough by far, long enough by far, and right up the middle. We're going to take a timeout, Joseph. The Phoenix have struck first. We've got 4:28 to go in the opening quarter in Perry, Kansas. Atchison 7, Perry LeCompton nothing.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here in Perry, Kansas, where Atchison has taken a lead here with 4:28 to go in the opening quarter, up 7-0. Aiden Battle has it on the tee, and he is set to put a toe to it. And again, a duo of kick return guys back for Perry LeCompton. They're going to be inside the 10-yard line. Battle's kick, that's a monster. It is high. The wind is going to hold it, knock it down at the 10-yard line. Coming up the left side with the ball, hit at the 20, and down around the 21-yard line is Gunner Ball. Gus, I hope you, brought that crown that we always carry with us, to these road games, because it's homecoming night. If you look to crown royalty here this evening, how many have we seen this year?
Been a few.
We may have set a homecoming record this season. It is homecoming tonight at Perry LeCompton. And, Joseph, you might queue up an extra you know, an extra copy of Melancholy Baby. They're going to enjoy a 20-minute halftime here today as they will crown royalty at intermission. So, something to be aware of. Very few schools doing that these days. Here comes the call offense. First and 10. Little pitch will go to the right side, and with a bit of room, getting across the 25-yard line and then just throwing himself forward, Tristan Gordon, and he's got to pick up about 7. Nice run.
Yep, Trey Carter comes over and makes the stop on the play for Atchison, and it'll be a gain of, call it 8, 2nd and 2.
Here at Perry, some places use convertibles. We've seen motorcycles bring the court in. They've got golf carts all decorated up for the royalty here today. Here's a handoff to the running back. Stopped short of the line of scrimmage, and it's going to bring up a 3rd down and maybe 3.
Brendan Martin, the 6'1" senior linebacker, able to come up and make a stop on the play. So no gain, and you called it. They'll bring him now a 3rd down for Perry LeCompton. I think this is a big play for Perry. They've got to try to answer that Atchison score.
We talked about last week or the other week when we watched ACCHS play, the size of their guys out on the field, not just big but tall. Atchison, look across there. These are tall young men out on the field for Coach Smith. It's a 3rd down call. A quarterback is going to keep it himself. Boots to the left side, turns the corner, puts his head down, and with a great second effort, is going to pick up a 1st down as he will get beyond the 35-yard line up to the 37. And right now, Gus, was a tackle is made by the duo of Brendan Martin and Jaden Carter. Because Gunner Ball has been the offense for Perry so far tonight.
Yeah, he's been all of it, right? I mean, either he's running the ball, he's rolling out, looking for somebody to throw. I mean, he is kind of the center of their offense, just like Jesse is the center of the Atchison offense.
2 receivers wide to the right side. That's the wide side of the field, a single man to the short side. Quarterback Gunner Baum will keep it himself, looking to the middle. There's no room there, reverses field. There's nowhere there, and now he's just going to get hit and drop, losing 2.
That time, Brendan Morton again on the stop for Atchison, and this has been a really good defensive possession for Brendan Morton playing that linebacker position.
I'm going to tell you what, he gets the tackle, but I'm giving a ton of credit to the guys on the outside like Yogi Purdy, who cut off that sweep and forced the quarterback back into the middle where he just had no options. We're down to a couple of minutes to go in the opening quarter. Atchison with a 7-0 lead. Perry LeCompton with the football and looking at a 3rd down long. Quarterback rolling right. Now being chased out of the pocket, rolls left, throws back across his body, has a man that's going to be caught at the 45-yard line, and then incomplete. He was going to be short of the 1st down by a couple of yards, but the incompletion means it is 4th down and a dozen for Perry. And again, they will have to punt the football away.
That time, Adam Molt in coverage for Atchison, able to make sure that that ball is not caught. And a big call for Perry LeCompton on this 4th down.
Is this 4th down? 3rd down. Let's make this 3rd down.
Yeah.
3rd down.
It's an easier call. Still 3rd and 12.
Yeah, no, it's a harder call. 4th down, I know what they would have done. 3rd down, I'm not so sure. Quarterback's going to roll left, pumps once, pulls it down, standing on the edge of the field, now going deep, and it is going to be picked off, and Atchison is going to have it at their own 22-yard line. The pass a little bit long, but you know what? If you're Perry, you wanted the 1st down, but if you're not going to get it, that was as good as anything.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a punt that isn't going to get returned, right? And that time, Hernandez is able to make the interception, and Atchison will put their offense back out on the field at the 23-yard line for the 4th possession of the night.
Minute 53 to go in the 1st quarter. High school football here on Q Radio as the Meadowlark and the Big 7 come together here tonight. I'm still working on that Meadowlark business. Atchison will break it and come up over. Look at Jeter. He's almost hiding way over here to the right side. Now, straight ahead handoff, across the 25, 30, 31-yard line, and a nice run on 1st down, again, by Atchison and Jesse Greenlee. Quickly, this fast, they're back up over it, another snap. Quarterback will put it in the middle of Greenlee, now pull it back. Carter will go to the 45, Carter to the near the 50-yard line. That was a nice run by Trey. And again, when the defense starts triggering a key in, but now, is this coming back?
Oh, we might have a face mask. Hands to the face, Atchison.
So that will be the first penalty committed by the Phoenix this evening. We had one much earlier down near the goal line against Pere LeCompton. 7-0. Atchison in front with a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Atchison, by the way, in the new road uniform that I had not seen until tonight, with the dark red pants, white helmets, white jerseys, and that matching dark red lettering and numbers.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about before the game, it's a little more of a burgundy. It's kind of, you called it a Florida State. It's almost like the Washington football team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a lot like that. The Commanders.
Yeah. I forget they changed it again.
So after the penalty, Atchison looks at a second down 8. And here's the pitch. Sweeping to the left side. Greenlee to the 30. Gets ahead of steam. 35. Carries defenders up near the 40-yard line. Here's the thing with Jesse. He's really hard to tackle in traffic. But if you let him get some inertia build up, I don't know a lot of guys who want to step in front of that.
Yeah, he runs really hard downhill. And that time, doing a great job of getting some speed built up and then taking out the linebacker.
For Atchison, it's going to be trips right. And again, the handoff, but nowhere to go for Jesse. And he tackled kind of in an awkward way, but jumps up, seems to be okay.
Logan Fisher, a defensive lineman, comes up and makes the stop on that. If I'm Coach Paramore, I'm going to be upset with the official here on the near side, okay? Atchison had 3 receivers that were still trying to get over and set when the ball was snapped. So, again, running that fast offense, Trey's got to give everybody just a second to get set.
Again, it's going to be Martin is a slot to the right side. Jeter Purdy's going to be wide to the right. 2 also wide to the left side. And our lineman looks like he stood up. No penalty. The pass over the middle in traffic is going to go incomplete. It was kind of between Purdy and Battle. Really not very close to either of them. And Atchison probably lucky there was not a blue jersey right there.
Yeah, that time you hit 2 guys about 6 yards apart and the ball landed about split them right in half. But now it'll bring up a 3rd and 11 for Atchison. The clock stopped with 39 seconds left here in first quarter.
The quarterback.
There it is.
That's the penalty that you were looking for.
Yeah, again, Atchison's just not allowing the receivers over here to get set because they're trying to look across the field, get the call from the coaching staff, and decide where they need to be on their splits. And Trey is just not looking to his right. He's just taking the call. Jumping up there, claps 3 times, puts his hands down, and ready to go. And the receiver's just trying to get set.
That's probably, though, how the offense is being coached, to get up there and get it away quickly. But then there's too quickly, as that was the instance right there. Penalty leaves Atchison with a 3rd down and, well, we're going to call it about 16 from their own 33-yard line. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Phoenix, here's a snap. And the pitch, trying to get outside Greenlee, cuts back into the middle across the green, gets across the 35 to the 40, 41, maybe 42-yard line. So he'll pick up a chunk of that. And I'm not sure if Atchison, as quick as they are, is going to be able to get another playoff in this quarter. They might. It's going to be close. They look at it, and they're going to say, no, we're taking a timeout. Joseph, the first quarter's in the book here in Perry, Kansas. Atchison 7, Perry LeCompton nothing.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286 Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
It's fall at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and they've got the fall blizzard menu to prove it. Check out all the new flavors, including Reese's Take 5, Oreo Hot Cocoa, and Berry Cherry Chip. And don't miss the blizzard of the month, Snickers Brownie. They're in the fall mood at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. You know it, you love it. It's fan food, not fast food.
Headed back along with us here on CARE Radio here in Atchison, Kansas. There he is, the Atchison Redmen. We'll begin the second quarter. That's all this time. Well, Atchison will begin the second quarter punting the football away. Aiden Battle takes a waist-high snap, and now he's going to walk up and finally kicks it. What a kick. High, hanging, bounces at the 10, bounces at the 5, and it's going to be down maybe inside the 5-yard line. Wow. Let me try to describe that better. Aiden took that snap, kind of just starts walking it, and finally kicks it away. Were people downfield or something? No. Something's really got your attention. Got Coach Paramore's attention.
There we go. Because the Atchison kid caught the ball at the 3 and then continued to run into the end zone with the ball.
Oh, no. Okay.
And so that's why I was like, does anybody see that he carried that ball into the end zone? In doing so, it's going to be a touchback versus if he would have just caught it and stopped at the 3. And he had plenty of time to stop. I think it was just one of those things where you're like, okay, play's dead at the 3. Well, it's not. It's going to be a touchback, and that's a tough break because that was a monster kick from Aiden Battle.
Speaking of great plays, special teams have played great, except the difference in this game, in all candor, is a special teams play. Neither team's offense has really done a ton. Here's a pass to the left flat for Perry to come in. It's incomplete. The defenses have reigned supreme in this opening quarter, and the lone scorer, Gus, was directly precipitated by the bad snap over the head of the punter and giving Atchison a 15-yard field.
Yeah, Perry LeCompton, look at their first three possessions. A fumble on their first possession. On their second possession, it was the one where they snapped it over the kicker's head. And on the third possession, an interception. So they haven't really got much going on the offensive end.
First and 10 of their own 20-yard line, then the quarterback is back to throw, hit from behind, spins away from the defender, still rolling, still looking, pass is going to be caught. It's going to be close to a first down, and well, I'll tell you what, Atchison must have dropped everybody back because there was no pressure on Gunner Ball that time.
Yeah, and right now they're really relying on their front three to get up there and get the pressure, and they're going to actually say the receiver was just a little short of the yardage to get, so they're going to say 3rd and 1 for Perry LeCompton. And right now, though, Atchison is putting a lot of pressure on that front three, saying, hey, you guys can get to the quarterback, great, but we're going to drop everybody else back in coverage.
2nd and 1 at the 29. QB is going to swing it around to the left side, and he's going to pick up a first down and lean forward up to the 31. Cause will advance the chains in his 1st and 10. Games around the area. Gus got a couple of Big 7-type scores. Well, actually, Big 7 schools, but neither one is a conference game. As after one, Nemaha Central leads Riley County 14-0. And at the end of the opening quarter, Holton leading 13-7. I was going to say the Wildcats were in front, but then I couldn't do that to you. Holton leads Hayden 13-7 after one. So they're getting some offense in that game. 3 first quarter touchdowns. Now a little QB draw. Ball will roll to the left, elude the first defender, run up the left sideline, and ultimately pick up some yardage. And this is not the first time we've seen the quarterback do what you talk about a lot, which is so important, and that is don't let the first guy get you.
Yeah, you got to make the first guy miss. And that time, a good job by the quarterback, Gunner Ball, is he gave that little bit of a pause to sell the pass and then took off on the draw. He shook the first guy and then was able to pick up good yardage, giving about 5 on the first down carry.
2nd down call is going to be a pitch to the running back. He'll sweep to the right side, get across the 40-yard line. Very close to the first down goes Tristan Gordon. Chris is going to look across. They move those sticks. It's at the 43-yard line. 1st and 10, period. They're putting together a little bit of a series here in the first possession of the second quarter.
Yeah, and for Perry LeCompton, they did this on the very first possession of the game where they were picking up yardage. They got into Atchison territory, and that's when they fumbled it around the 40-yard line. And right now, Perry going to have to take care of the football in this possession.
Atchison, a 4A team. Perry LeCompton, currently now a 3A team. Here's a wraparound handoff. Running back slows down. Lets a block develop. Goes to 45, 50, 40. Look out. You will get him at the 20, 15, at the 10. They will get him. What a job by Jeter. An ankle tackle at the 5.
Jeter went headlong and was hoping for the best, and a great job by Jeter to save a touchdown right there. I was with you. That running back was in wide open spaces, and he was putting some distance between him and the defense. Tristan Gordon is stopped short of the goal line. Great job. Athletic play by Jeter Purdy.
That was phenomenal. And Gordon's going to come out of the game. He came up from that limping a little bit because I think he got kind of strung out on that play. Here's Perry with a golden opportunity to tie this game, first and 10. They're going to have him at the 8-yard line. They're going to mark him down. QB rolling left. Gordon looking into the end zone, looking into the end zone. Still rolling, throws in. It's going to be batted away at the left pylon. Knocked out of bounds by the defender. It is incomplete. Second and goal.
Yeah, one of the things that Perry quarterback Gunnar Ball is going to have to understand is how fast Atchison is, right? The linebackers flow sideline to sideline really well. So when you think a guy's open, you better throw it because the safeties do a great job of closing hard. And again, that's what happened on that play. He had a guy open for a moment, hesitated, and by the time he threw it, Atchison was able to close the gap, and that time it was Adam Molt able to knock the ball away.
Kale Gorski, the intended receiver, will stay again, wide to the left side. They're going to fill a slot to the left as well with Tyler Reed. Second down goal, still at the 8-yard line now. QB's going to keep it himself, cut to the right side, hit at the 5, stays on his feet, twisted, turning, leaning forward, and then stood up and driven down. He will get it down to the 5, maybe close to the 4-yard line, and that's going to be about it. And, yep, that's who I got, Brendan Martin with another tackle. He's been phenomenal here in the first half.
So now Perry LeCompton looking at a big third down right here. Again, I see, you know, not knowing their kicking situation, you got to figure you're in 4-down territory, but you'd really like to pop this in on third and goal right now from inside the 5.
We're going to call it 4-yard line. The ball just the back edge of it resting on the 4. With a running back on his left side, quarterback Gordon will keep it, cut left, and he'll get down to maybe the 2. He was following some big blocks into the left side, but Atchison closed that up quickly, and I'm telling you, I see Todd Daniels coming off the bottom of that stack with a tackle for Atchison.
Yeah, and so a gain of, what, maybe a yard on the play, and it's going to be now 4th and goal for Perry LeCompton. And again, I'm all about a shotgun formation, but if you could line up under center, you don't have to run 5 yards to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Tristan Gordon still not in the game. Quarterback's going to keep it. Rolling right, throwing into the end zone. Intercepted Atchison at the goal line and bringing it back out across the 10.
What a possession for Jeter Purdy, right? He saves the touchdown, and then he makes the interception in the end zone and just stymies Perry LeCompton on that drive.
So they bent. Didn't break, and Atchison has the shutout still intact. 8:14 to go in the half. It remains 7-0. The Phoenix in front, and they're going to put their offense back out on the field. Gus, that could be just a real morale killer for a team to get that close and then come up empty.
Yeah,
that's the Bears, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you look at Perry LeCompton right now, 75% of their possessions have ended in turnovers.
Atchison on first down will go straight ahead, and the power run, they go to their strength, and that is Jesse Greenlee, and he's good for 5 on a first down touch. Inside 8 minutes to play. At the end of the opening quarter, Sabetha, 35, Horton, scoreless. Here's a feed into the straight ahead again, bouncing to the outside goes Jesse. Greenlee will pick up a first down across the 35, and they're going to spot him all the way to the 38-yard line, and again, Atchison. The linemen don't even leave the line of scrimmage because they just stand up and line back up again, look over to the sideline, plays telegraphed in, and they're back out over the ball. Snap back to Carter. He'll take it, makes a very late pitch, and Greenlee spins 360, eludes the first defender, 2, pulls away from 1, and goes up to the 30. I thought it was closer to the 35. They're going to mark it down at the 33-yard line, so give him 5.
Perry LeCompton has Logan Fisher along with Walker Pringle in on the stop right there.
Atchison continues to move so quickly on offense. Now they're going to have a wing on the left side. Trey Carter, the quarterback with a very long count, still count, and now he's back to throw, fires a BB over the middle. It's going to be caught on a slant across the 40-yard line, picking up a first down, breaking a defender's tackle, and up to the 46. First and 10, Atchison. That was a nice job of hitting Jeter Purdy on that slant. And, yes, Trey Carter, he didn't take anything off that throw.
Yeah, just step back. There's no drop. It's just a step and a throw right there. Good job by Carter, and great first down.
Quarterback back to throw again. Carter, he's got all day just standing back there. Now he's going to roll right. We'll keep the ball and pick up a couple of yards. My goodness, how much time did he have in the pocket? And it was as if no one was chasing him. He just stood there and allowed those routes to get run.
Yeah, and right there was what Perry LeCompton had done was dropped everybody back in coverage. They were just doing kind of like what Atchison had done, rushed only with their front three.
Atchison looks now at a second and eight. And straight ahead running again. They fake the jet sweep. And man, off the delay, a straight ahead run by Jesse Greenlee gets it across midfield. Atchison at the Perry 48-yard line, third and four. Atchison, he could barely get guys on and off quickly enough. Now, everybody in the middle for Atchison, and they'll bust it outside. Look out, 35-40. Foot races at 30. Cut back in the middle, 25. Pull down with the shoulder pads at the 15-yard line.
Jesse did a great job of breaking into open space, and you know he did. He covered up the football once he got out there because he knew he wasn't going to probably outrun most of those guys. Jesse's more of a run over people, but he did a great job of covering up the football and picking up a big first down right there for Atchison.
So he's John Riggins and Larry Zonka type running back. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, maybe even Mike Allstott, right? You know?
Yeah. It's the same guy, give or take a decade or two. Hey, we're going to get a timeout taken here on the field. Joseph, we will enjoy it. At 5:59 to go in the opening half from Perry, Kansas, where it's Atchison 7, Perry LeCompton nothing.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Well, we're still in the timeout, and Perry LeCompton, who is already back out over the football defensively, and yet Atchison is still huddled up around Coach Smith and the Phoenix staff over there. And I don't know if that was Coach Smith is looking at the officials. Something's amiss. All right? Something's the matter out here. And I'm guessing Coach Smith is not happy with something that he has been told and is holding his team on the sideline, and now we'll let them finally come out on the field where they run directly up over the football. Here's a snap, and
Atchison's going to get a penalty for not having everybody set. And Coach Smith throwing up his hands, but nobody was set, right? Like, they raced up over the football and snapped it. Can't do it.
Well, here's the funny thing. The line judge on the near side was running toward the sideline. He had his back to the football when it was snapped. They didn't give him time enough to get to the side and turn around.
Like, I know you want to run fast, and that's fine, but you got to get up there. You got to have a full pause before the ball is snapped.
And now, back up Atchison. Again, they go wing to the left side. New running back in the backfield, and back to throw. Quarterback flares it over to the right side. Aiden Battle with the catch, and he's down around the 10-yard line.
What a job right there by Aiden Battle, able to get his hands underneath that football. And I really thought that thing was going to bounce off the ground, but good job by Aiden.
Atchison's going to go to that short yardage. The same thing they ran as a Wildcat a minute ago, and a quarterback juggles it, keeps it, wraps it up with both hands, and he's down to the 5-yard line. There was nothing that time. This is a play that Atchison had run to score the touchdown, but this time Perry had an answer, and it was Chris Kermsey.
So Atchison now going to bring Jesse back into the ballgame after getting a little bit of a breather after that run. It'll be now third down for the Phoenix.
Just inside the 10-yard line. They're knocking on the door looking for their second TD of the game. Back to throw. Carter, again, all the time in the world. Fade pattern out the back of the end zone. That's way too far.
Yeah, Jeter gave it a great effort, but even if he's able to make that catch, he's going to be about 5 yards out of bounds. And now, Atchison with the decision to make, because they definitely have the leg to kick this, but I believe they're going to leave their offense out there.
That play would have been successful and would have scored a touchdown if that pass is thrown what, 3-4 seconds earlier? Yeah. Maybe you go right back to that play and just hit him earlier. Let's see what they do. Atchison is. They are going to go again to that Wildcat to Greenlee. He'll take it, keep it himself, power straight ahead, goes to the end zone, and he's going to have a first down, but he's not going to get in. Wait, he does. Touchdown. That was a delayed call coming from the 3-yard line, and it is going to be a touchdown, Atchison. And Gus, when they put Jesse Greenlee in that Wildcat and line up 3 extra guys in the backfield in front of him, well, he's got any room at all. He's going to carry it and gets into the end zone here, putting Atchison in front 13-0. Battle for the PAT, placed nicely, counted. We're taking a break. 4:52 to go, opening half. Phoenix double their lead. It's Atchison 14, Parrot of Compton 0.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig product. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Here comes Aiden Battle, and the Phoenix kick is away. That's a huge kick. That thing hits the ground 9 yards deep in the end zone, skips out the back, and for Parrot of Compton, I'm going to tell you what it is for Parrot of Compton. It's time to put together an offensive series if you're going to stay in this game. Atchison with a 2-touchdown lead now.
Yeah, now you found yourself behind. You've struggled to get anything going today. You've turned the ball over, 75% of the time now? So for Parrot of Compton, this is a very big drive, and this will be their 5th of the evening.
By the way, McClouth, are you ready for this? How about them Bulldogs? And is leading. Let me get this pulled up here. Over Oskaloosa in the second quarter, 22-0. First down call. Quarterback Gordon back to throw. Lobs one across the field as his receiver tries to get some blocking in front of him, but it disappears and he gains 2.
That time, Eric Smith, the backside defensive end, able to make the stop on the play. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 8 for Parrot of Compton.
And I don't know who Central is playing, but they lead 7-6 in the second quarter. Inside 4.5 to play before halftime, and again, an extended halftime for homecoming 2022. Here at Parrot of Compton High School.
You got that insider hookup with all these scores coming into you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have it. I got it. Yeah, you're not in the loop here.
I'm not a VIP.
Quarterback is back to throw, being chased, running away from the defenders now. Tucks it underneath his arm and gets to the 25 and runs out of bounds at the 28-yard line. He's going to be a couple of yards short of the 1st and 10. Stop of the clock with 4:05 to go before halftime. Coaches always hate the long intermission and the loss of players in the locker room at halftime on homecoming. It's always a deal. That's why so many schools have, you know, realigned it, doing the festivities prior to the game and getting the court all announced. Here's a second down 3 call. QB rolling left, gets to the edge and again sprints out of bounds, but he will get beyond the pylon 1st and 10.
That time the quarterback doing a great job right there, gunner ball, and knows where the down and distance is. Good field awareness right there. Picks it up and steps out of bounds to stop the clock. It'll be up across the 30 to the 32-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 for Parrot of Compton there.
There's the big bonus of running to the west side of the field. North and south field, Atchison's on the west side, Parrot's on the near side to us, which is the east side. And the beauty of that is, you got sticks over there. You know where that 1st down is. On this side, you kind of know, but you're not exactly sure. But you can see physically that marker. First and 10.
There we go.
Perry LeCompton. Now, again, for the cause to get on the board, they're going to have to move more briskly than this. Quarterback keeps it himself, cuts to the left side, maybe gets a yard before Aiden Battle shoves him out of bounds over there. Certainly no more than that. The wind continues to gust here. A lot of times it dissipates a little bit after the sun has gone down, but not tonight.
You've been a little surprised with the game plan for Perry LeCompton, which has been, you've got a top 10 passer and you're running the ball all night.
Yeah, and when they've thrown it, they've had some difficulty. I think that Atchison is just a very physical team. Now here's a pass caught in the flat in the backfield and tackled for no gain, maybe the loss of a yard or so. Great defense for Atchison across the way by Trey Carter as he's going to wrap up Tyler Reed. And they're going to call a loss of a yard, maybe, huh?
Yeah, Trey Carter along with Yogi Purdy doing a great job of combining on the stop out there. Now it's going to bring up a 3rd and 10 for Perry LeCompton. And, again, if they don't get this first down, they're going to give Atchison a lot of time.
See, it's time management now for them. Maybe they want to start taking some more time. Here's a pass downfield thrown up for grabs. It's going to be come back and caught at the 50-yard line by Perry LeCompton. What a nice return catch by Gail Gorski. 1st and 10, cause that was a big play.
But yeah, the ball was out there, and I think the wind really probably caught it. And Gorski had turned around, realized where the ball was, came back to it, and the Atchison defender stopped him by the time he turned around. He fell to the ground. It allowed Gorski an easy chance to come back, make the reception at midfield.
Here's Gunnar Baugh, your quarterback for Perry LeCompton. Flares it over into the right flat, caught along the line of scrimmage across midfield and hit and spun around and stopped for a 1 yard gain by, again, how about Brendan Martin? He has been so, so good tonight, this time with the tackle on Tyler Reed.
Yeah, Brendan Martin playing that outside linebacker position. He's doing a great job of getting out there and really manning the flats. And that time was quickly out there to make the stop after a 1 yard reception. It'll bring up a 2nd and 9 for Perry LeCompton.
We go inside. 2 minutes to play in the half. Cause have utilized one timeout already. Or no, wait, they have not used any. Atchison's used one. QB's back to throw, and he's going deep. Right side, and it's going to go out of bounds to pass a little too long. And again, maybe the wind pushed it a little bit. It's a quartering headwind from the left, and it might have shoved it out of bounds. But much like that Atchison pass that was too long on the other end of the field, it's just a little too much arm on it.
See, and that's why a lot of guys will like to throw that pass between the sideline and the numbers because, again, that's a pass that's tough to be intercepted. My thing is I like to throw it between the hashes because that gives my receiver the best chance of not getting out of bounds and being able to pull away from somebody.
Kale Gorski wind to the left side and Tyler Reed slot left. Single man wind to the near side and quarterback Gunnar Baugh back to throw again on a 3rd down 9. Rolling left, throwing downfield. His man comes back, makes the catch, steps out of bounds. 1st down. Just inside the 40-yard line, got just what he needed.
And right now, he's looking for Kale Gorski when he needs the big play. Kale did it on the last 3rd down. That time, able to make another 1st down. And for Perry LeCompton, they're really starting to march down the field in this possession.
QB hands off. This time, they're going to have a little running play, mixing it up, carrying defenders inside the 35, down to the 33, and we're at 1.5 minutes to go. Perry might be taking the timeout pretty soon. That was Jaden Carter with the Phoenix tackle. Inside 1.5 minutes left in the half, Atchison with a 2-touchdown lead. Again, they'll go wide left with Gorski. QB's back. Now rolls left. Pumps once. Pulls it back down. Going to run. Picks up the 1st down and dances out of bounds. Got the 1st down. Darts out of play and steps that right in front of Brendan Martin.
Yeah, and that time the quarterback, again, I've been impressed with his ability to pick up the 1st down, and then step out of bounds.
1st and 10, Perry. 74 seconds left in the half, and again, they still have 3 timeouts remaining. They are 28 yards away from the end zone. Got a great opportunity right here. The best chance that maybe so far in the half. Now the QB will keep it himself. Spin forward, breaks a tackle to the 25, down to the 20. He's got another 1st down at the 18-yard line. Gunnar Baugh broke that 1st tackle. A little 360 counterclockwise spin and kept his directions straight, went right at the goalpost. Clock rolling, and we're at 1 minute. Quarterback will hand off. Running back sweeping right. Atchison stretches it out, defends it well, and he's going to be down at the 14 where Perry takes a timeout, and so do we, Joseph. With only 52 seconds to go in the opening half, we've got a timeout on the field. Phoenix, 14, calls nothing.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Amberwell Atchison is excited to announce the return of the Amberwell Health Fair Saturday, October 15th from 8 a.m. to noon at Atchison Elementary School. With over 50 indoor and outdoor booths and activities planned, attendees can look forward to free health screenings, vaccinations, and blood tests, kids and adult educational activities, and lots of prizes and giveaways. Bring the whole family. It's sure to be a fun day for all. For more details, visit amberwellhealth.org.
Timeout. Let's see what Perry LeCompton has come up with. His quarterback rolls to the left. Now stops, cuts back to the right, breaks a tackle, running for his life, has some room at the 15, breaks a tackle at the 10, dances to the 5, down at the 5-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down, but gosh, he picked up 7 yards where there were none.
And didn't he pick up the first down? The clock continues to run.
No, he got no first down.
Yes. Look, it's first and goal.
Is it? Okay. Okay, first and goal.
They've lost about 10 seconds on this.
Quarterback takes a snap, looks at timing pattern into the corner of the end zone. It's going to be broken up and incomplete. This time the clock does stop at 14.
Wow. So they got the first down at 35 seconds and snapped the ball at 20?
Well, I thought they were going to call a timeout when I didn't think they'd gotten the first down, but now that I realize that they have.
Yeah. I honestly don't think Coach Paramore realized that he just lost about, it's a tough break right there for Perry LeCompton. Now, here's the deal. You're looking at second and goal from the 5. You got 14 seconds left, which is probably plenty of time for what you're going to do. You're going to just throw the ball. And for Perry LeCompton, they have their timeout left.
Come on, man. Run that ball. Quarterback, it's a reverse on the little jet sweep, cutting into the middle, cutting into the end zone, getting in there for the score, touchdown, Perry LeCompton. On the reverse, with 6 seconds to go in the half, Perry is on the board on the wheels of Tyler Reed.
Cute play calling, right?
Like, love it.
Like, you ran all the action to the right, and then you hit your Z coming back across the field on a little bit of a reverse, and Perry LeCompton, that was a big play. You not only score, but, correct me if I'm wrong, Perry LeCompton is going to get the ball to start the second half.
That would be absolutely correct. You've got Eli Dean to kick. He launches it, and he puts it. No good. It is not a successful PAT. And, Joseph, we're just going to hang on to it right here because you got your work cut out for you at halftime anyway, with 6 seconds to go in the half. There's going to be time enough for what? A kickoff, and if it's not a long return, a play. So that is where we are at. 14-6 Atchison in front. And Perry LeCompton, because that was a score. Was it absolutely a must? No, but was it really huge? Oh, absolutely. Because you go to the locker room and say, hey, we come out, we got to get the ball, we're going to be okay, guys. So that was a big score for the home team here tonight. Perry LeCompton, by the way, in blue jerseys with gray pants and silver helmets.
You want to talk about how the second quarter has gone?
Yeah.
Atchison possessed the ball at the end of the first quarter going into the second quarter, right? Mm-hmm. And then they ended up punting. They had that half a possession and only one other possession in the second quarter. For Perry LeCompton, only two possessions in the second quarter. So just getting that down to how fast this game is going to go, like possessions are going to become very important as the game progresses.
You know what is also very important for me to share? That we hope that everyone is enjoying high school football tonight here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. feel that's important to share. Here's going to be the little poochy kick. It's going to be fair caught at the 37-yard line. And so for the Phoenix, there will be 5 seconds. Time enough for probably a play.
You would really have liked those seconds that rolled off the clock, right? Because for Atchison, really, to throw one big pass and then call a timeout and get Aiden in there to kick, even if it was a 50-yarder, you'd be okay with that.
But, especially with the wind behind it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But with 5 seconds, you just don't have that kind of time to be able to cover enough ground.
This is very Grandview-esque, you know, right at the end with the wind behind you, you know, with a shot at a long kick. So Atchison's able to take his time, looking very, very, very wide to the side. Got Jeter over there. Atchison's going to go very wide to the near side. And they got
Adam Molt.
Yeah, Molt is over here. Now there's a little traffic direction going on, and they're going to hand a little jet sweep into the middle of the field. It's going to go for some short yardage, and it is going to take us to halftime. We've had an exciting and interesting, entertaining first half of high school football here on Care Radio. We'll be back to summarize it for you. Intermission score from Perry, Kansas, Atchison, 14, Perry LeCompton, 6.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Are you a smoker, or have you quit smoking within the last 15 years? If so, and if you're between the ages of 50 and 77, then you may be at a high risk for lung cancer. Lung cancer is the leading cause of death among men and women in the United States. Each year, lung cancer claims more lives than colon cancer, breast cancer, and prostate cancer combined. The good news is that lung cancer caught early is almost always treatable. Lung cancer at the beginning usually has no signs or symptoms. By the time symptoms start to show, the cancer has likely spread to other parts of the body, making them more difficult and sometimes impossible to treat. A low-dose CT lung cancer screening, now available at Amberwell Atchison, is the best way to detect lung cancer in its earliest stages. To discuss low-dose CT lung cancer screening, schedule an appointment with your Amberwell primary care provider today by calling 913-367-7300.
I think that sounds like the petting zoo theme music. Now that I hear that, think about that, listening to those young gentlemen in the warrings. But that said, Perry LeCompton High School Marching Band taking its spot out in the middle of the field, and the clock has just now begun to run as the two teams have exited the gridiron. Halftime here, Perry LeCompton for Homecoming 2022. The visitors from Atchison up 14-6 here at the break. Gus? Kind of an entertaining ball game. It went by fairly briskly. We saw a bit of passing, but quite a lot of running the football. But for Atchison, they started off running, but I think the same half, I feel like the half went on, Atchison threw more than they did early in the game.
Yeah, in the early going, we saw Atchison come out. In the very first play of the ball game, they were able to run a Jesse Greenley off left side for 21 yards, and that possession ended in a punt. Atchison kind of teeter back and forth, but as the half progressed, you talked about it, they started airing out the football a little more, allowing Trey Carter to set up in the pocket with not a whole lot of pressure getting after him. And so in the second half, it'll be interesting to see how Atchison comes out, what changes they make, and how they attack Perry LeCompton.
So you believe that Atchison's offensive coordinator feels that as the game goes on and he's been able to analyze and, you know, look at what's happening, he feels that his best opportunity to move the football is throwing the pass?
Well, yes and no. And I think that that's kind of the double-edged sword of Jesse Greenley, right? Because you look at Jesse, and he's such a good running back. Teams are going to sell out trying to stop him. In doing so, you're going to open up some passing lanes. And so that's I think, where your offensive coordinator looks is like, well, they're selling out trying to stop Jesse. Going to give us a little more of those over-the-top routes. I mean, we saw Jeter Purdy make a couple of really nice plays. And you talk about possessions. I think that's another thing that's going to come into effect as the game progresses.
for Atchison. They ended up with six possessions in the first half, but really only five. That last one was a one player to end the half. And in those five possessions, they had two touchdowns. For Perry LeCompton, they had five possessions. Only two of those came in the second quarter. They had a fumble, two interceptions, a touchdown, and then they had the snap over the punter's head that really set up Atchison's first touchdown of the night.
So for Perry LeCompton, what you're telling me is, at halftime, Coach Paramore gets these guys to cut down on the mistakes they're right there.
Yeah, cutting down on the mistakes would be huge right now for Perry LeCompton because, again, you set it up with that big play. I think the ineffectiveness of that first drive where they got all the way down to the two and just couldn't punch that one in, I think you got to clean that up. And I'm going to tell you, for both these teams, I think both coaches have to be happy with the fact that we didn't see a whole lot of penalties in the first half. Right, we saw just a few, and so it probably also helped this game speed along a little more.
Great crowd on hand here tonight for Perry LeCompton. Of course, here at homecoming, a lot. You look across the way in the visitor stands, a lot of Phoenix Red over there as they're taking this in. Other scores going on around the area. Joseph will be bringing you more of those as intermission rolls on here. As Nemaha Central is up 8 at halftime. Marysville leading Hiawatha by 3 scores. And that said, tell you what, guys, we're going to take a bit of a break. We indicated earlier and promoted it a little bit. Want to remind you and invite you to stick around here at halftime as we're going to have a really, I think, interesting conversation that we hope you'll enjoy with head coach and activities director here at Perry LeCompton, Mike Paramore. So Mike Paramore will be joining us at halftime. Joseph, of course, will be taking you by the hand and leading you through intermission. We'll be sitting here on the other side, ready to bring in the second half of the nice ball game. That all said, we're going to take a break. We're in Perry, Kansas. We're at halftime tonight. It is Atchison 14, Perry LeCompton 6. We'll be back with the second half, but right now, kicking it back to Joseph, our man in the Care Sports Studio. He's got your halftime.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Farming. It's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school football on this Friday night. We'll be back to the game in just a moment. I did want to mention that we've got Benedictine College football tomorrow afternoon as the Ravens are playing host to the Eagles of Central Methodist. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. Join us right around 12:30 to make sure that you get all of that pre-game show. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some scores to report. We've got Hanover leading Lynn 26-6. Frankfurt is trailing Axtell with a score at the half of Axtell 24, Frankfurt 8. In the Oskaloosa-McClouth game, McClouth is on top at 22 points to Oskaloosa's 0. Troy is leading Onega 42-0. Wabunsee is leading Valley Heights 26-0. Rossville is topping Pleasant Ridge right now with a score of 21 to Pleasant Ridge's 0. Silver Lake has Mar Hill at 0 with Silver Lake at 27 points. Holton is leading Hayden 24 to Hayden's 7. In the Jackson Heights ACCHS game, the Tigers are all tied up at 6. And in this game, we've got Atchison leading Perry Lecompton 14-6. We're going to take a real quick interview, and then we'll be back with a little bit more.
We've got Mike Paramore with us. He's the AD at Perry Lecompton High School. Mr. Paramore, we appreciate your time. How are you today?
Hey, fantastic. Appreciate you guys giving us some time to talk.
Let's just dive right in. Fall sports at Perry Lecompton High School. It's a busy, busy time, and you've got a lot of activities going on for your students there.
Yeah, a lot going on the fall. Fall's, you know, it's a great time. It's, you know, back to school, and you want to start the school year out with a good fall and have your activities going strong and kids involved in things. And for our fall activities, we offer football, volleyball. We got cross country. We got girls tennis. And so it's a great way for our kids to get involved and go out and represent Perry Lecompton High School.
Let's just jump in. I've got a soft spot in my heart for the cross-country kids. I ran that years ago. You couldn't tell by looking today. But it's a sport where fans don't necessarily get to go out and watch the kids, but they work so hard.
Absolutely, they do. And I've always said that, you know, to be a distance runner, that's one of the non-glamorous things. You got to go put in a lot of work and a lot of miles that are away from when you compete and away from when people are actually watching what you do. But then they get out on the course, it's their time to shine and go see what they can do. We got our league meet coming up here on Thursday, and excited to see what our kids can do.
Have you had a nice turnout of young student athletes?
It's been good. We've had a little higher numbers in the past. It haven't been as high this year, but you know, our coach Casey Packard has done a great job with that program and has been doing it a long time. And you know, always seems to get the best out of the kids when it's their time to perform.
Let's talk volleyball because, like other seasons, it's winding down really fast. Tell me how the Lady Cavs are coming along.
Yeah, next week is our final competition week. Then we start heading into the sub-state competition. Our girls are kind of struggling a little bit. We're right now 10-21, but been highly competitive. Have played in the rugged Big Seven, which athletically is a very challenging league in Northeast Kansas. It seems like the Big Seven always puts out teams, pick your sport, that are competing at the state level, if not winning a state championship. So,
Mr. Paramore, you talk about the Big Seven, and you are, well, not a new member of the conference, relatively new. How are you feeling? How's the fit? How are you enjoying this great competition this conference provides?
The Big Seven is a tremendous league. I mean, for me, from a football standpoint, I mean, we've got to be prepared every week and go out. And we've got some great coaches and teams that are extremely well prepared and have a lot of talented kids. There's no really off week for us in the Big Seven. And as coaches, I think we have a lot of camaraderie and a lot of pride in what we do. And, you know, talk about if you go through the Big Seven schedule and you can get yourself in a chance to be in the postseason, you're definitely battle tested and well prepared, not only against the level of competition, but the things you're seeing. You know, you see anything from a spread offense to a, you know, double tight, get after you, run the football. You know, same thing in volleyball. Very competitive league, plays at a high level. A lot of teams that are competing in the postseason and pushing into state tournaments, if not winning state tournaments. It's just overall in everything that the Big Seven does, it's a tremendous league. You know, you're going to get challenged every night you step out on the court, on the field, on the mat, on the track, on the diamond. It's extremely good league, and we love playing in it because it helps our kids be prepared.
You talked about having girls tennis in the fall. Now, this is a sport that not a lot of the schools, certainly way up here in the northeast corner of the state, get a chance to participate in. Sounds like a great fun time. How's that going?
It's going well. It's great to have a tennis program. We host a tournament every year, too, that we host over at the facilities at the Sports Pavilion there at Rock Chalk Park in Lawrence. And that tournament's been an excellent tournament. We bring in eight teams, and every year out of that tournament, you're seeing kids that are going on, if not winning state championships or earning state medals. So it's been a really solid tournament. It gives us another alternative for our kids to find something to be involved in and represent their school in the fall. So we're excited to have girls tennis and hope that program continues to grow. This year we had eight girls out, but I feel like the future for it's strong and going to be bright.
Now, of course, we've saved the most fan popular for last as a football team, and you guys have really developed a strong tradition of competitive teams, quality teams, and teams that, frankly, all of your opponents are like going, oh, man, it's Prairie Lecompton week.
Well, you know, we've worked hard to build the program up. I've been here, this is my 22nd year of being the head football coach, and, you know, love our kids and love that the community really supports the football program. They support everything, but, you know, football's important here, and they come out on Friday nights, and we've been very fortunate for the last few years to have some pretty good teams that had a chance to play for state championships in 2019 and 2020. Just weren't quite good enough to beat Andale at that point in time, but, you know, our kids work hard at it. Football's important to them. And, you know, we like to feel like when we're going to go out there, we're going to put on a good performance, and our kids are going to play extremely hard.
And when you talk about good performance, you're performing against some of the best teams around. You mentioned Andale, of course, in the postseason. But even in your district, man, it's a tough row.
Yeah, it's been some challenges, and it seems like your road, even though you're on the eastern part of the state, you look at who we've had to fight to get out. I mean, we've had to go play Hayden, we play Holton, and those have been big football games, semifinal type games, and you know, you got a battle to get out of northeast Kansas just to have a chance, because there's some really good football that's played up in this part of the state, and you know, it prepares you, but you got to definitely be ready to go on Friday night.
Now, this Atchison game, let me make sure I'm clear, it's not a district game, right?
Not a district game, that's correct.
So how do you end up getting the Phoenix on the schedule? It's a nice match and a great geographical kind of a matchup.
Yeah, we've played Atchison in the past back when we were 4A and kind of matched up. They were in our district for several years and have had really good matchups with them. But then when we dropped down to 3A, the district 4A don't do the districts anymore. And then in 3A football and below, we went to five-team districts instead of six. So somewhere in your district now, they're left a bye opening. And we were able to match up with Atchison. I've known Coach Smith a long time. He's done a great job with that program, and they got a tremendous team this year. Man alive, somebody asked me the other day what you'd say, and I'd say dangerous, because they got some athletes, and their offense is clicking, and they got a good-looking group.
And it will change maybe a little bit away from, you know, the athletic things as your activities director. And there are a lot of other activities that your students are participating in. Any other particular things coming up this fall, like some of the knowledge bowls or maybe a theater performance or something?
Yeah, absolutely. We got our fall musical coming there in preparation right now. And then that performance will be here in about 3 weeks. I got a lot of kids in the school that are involved in that, and they've done a nice job. And there's a, you know, you talk about something that people don't realize how much work goes into for performance. This is one of those things. I mean, they've been preparing since August to put this thing together through auditions and then the practice time and the choreography and set development. There's a lot of things that happen with that, and that's a lot of work, and they've always done a nice job with their performance. Our Scholars Bowl group is just getting ready to kick off their season here. They start here late fall. That season runs through the winter time. We also got a debate that we offer for our kids. There'll be a speech and forensics program that take off in the spring, and then, you know, our kids are involved in band and involved in vocal music, and a large part of our school is involved in those type of things. So it's great to see kids involved. I think we did a study last year of kids that were involved in extracurricular activities of some kind, whether sports or knowledge bowl or debate or band or vocal, and it was something like 82% of our kids are involved in those things, and that's what we want. We want our kids to be involved and out, you know, representing Paraly Compton.
And it's got to be rewarding for you as the AD and your staff, your coaches or the sponsors of the different programs, you know, to be able to see the real positive impact that these things make in your students' lives.
Absolutely, and to believe in those things. I think that's an important part of the educational process. You know, the classroom stuff, obviously, extremely important, but the extracurricular stuff that goes along with it, and, you know, you can read all the studies and everything you want. Those things are valuable, and they're a major part of the educational process, and those kids that are involved in them are showing to be high achievers. They do well in the classroom, and I think that value that comes from being involved is important.
Mike Paramore, AD at Paraly Compton High School. We appreciate your allowing us to steal away some of your valuable time here today, and we appreciate that, and we wish the very best to you and to the cause. Go cause!
Absolutely. Hey, I sure appreciate the time, and always love talking about Paraly Compton. Really proud of this place, and I love working here, and like you said, hey, let's go cause.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler, and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Ashton area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. With larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Ashton, or check them out at westsidevetashton.com.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 37 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear tomorrow, highs level off around 71. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 43. Cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 40s to the low 60s. To recap, low of 37 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the field for second half action of tonight's feature game.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back once again to Perry, Kansas, where high school football this evening finds us getting set to go to the second half here, homecoming 2022 at Paraly Compton High School. The Atchison Phoenix lead in the ball game, 14-6. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer-engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Doing a marvelous job. Phenomenal work, as always, Joseph. We'll look forward to doing the same for us again tomorrow, as we've got Benedictine football here on Care Radio tomorrow afternoon. Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts with you, and both teams have come back out of the locker room and getting themselves warmed up, loosened up, set to go to the second half, and we kind of touched on it a little bit at the conclusion of the first half, but these two teams go to the locker room with kind of similar messages. It's like, bottom line is, hey guys, you can win this game.
Yeah, both teams should feel pretty good about where they're at, right? If you're a Paraly Compton, how huge was scoring right there before half, right? If they don't knock that one in, you're going to look back at the first half and say, well, we had it twice inside the five, and we weren't able to get in the end zone either time. And instead, you score,
And now you find yourself down what I call a big score, right? You're down the touchdown plus the two-point conversion after the missed PAT. But you're still a one-score game right here. So for Paralel Compton, they've got to be happy. If you're Atchison, you're just kind of looking back and you're saying, hey, you know, there were a lot of things that we could have worked on in the first half. We probably could have executed some things better. Again, they run that fast-paced offense. They're trying to get up over the football, get a whole lot of plays going. And right now, I think maybe need to probably slow it down just a little bit. Make sure you get your execution down early on here in the second half.
We now return.
I love what it does. That I can see Joseph right now throwing his hands in the air, going, "What in the world kind of thing is that?" But it's all good, Joseph. Yeah, the decision at the onset of the ball game to elect to defer to the second half may turn out to be really, really big before this thing is over with, as they establish, you know, the momentum in the early part of the second half. Tomorrow we've got Benedictine football on Care Radio. The Ravens back after a week off last week, the open date in the midst of the season, as the team's now prepared to go to divisional play in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. And for Benedictine and their fellow teams in the South Division, Ravens are going to be at home. It's Stars and Stripes Day at Wilcox Stadium. And a 1 o'clock kickoff, Care Radio pregame at about 12:30. Benedictine hosting Central Methodist. A team, Gus, I would think, maybe it's just I would like to think, the Ravens feel that they owe one.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you get the defending South Division champions into your place, you're wanting to, you know, show them that this is your year to steal the crown from them. Central Methodist is a team, and we'll talk about it tomorrow, that is down from where they were last year. But man, their defense is rock solid, right? Like, I mean, they've got a linebacker that has like 75 tackles already, and we're only halfway through the season. They're 19 turnovers, and Benedictine has 20 defensive turnovers. So, yeah. They're no real pushover, especially on the defensive side.
Return man back for Paralel Compton are going to be Kale Gorski and Gunnar Ball. Because normally we see Tristan Gordon back there with Gorski, but you know, since he was tackled by Jeter down at the 5-yard line, we have not seen him back out on the field yet tonight. Here's the advance and the kick by Aiden Battle. It will be taken at the 6. Cutting to the left, trying to go all the way across the field, finding no room there, just turning it straight ahead and getting across the 15 to the 16-yard line. Paralel Compton will have a long field ahead of them. They'll have their initial possession of the second half, first and 10 at their own 16. For Atchison, the defense has been just quite splendid. And that front three, we've talked about so much during the game. They'll lean on them again here in the second half, but we're at, guys, this is about as close a game as they've played this year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We'll
play
here in a second, but by far.
Yeah. So that's kind of a different look and a different feel.
And you could say last week, because Highland Park did cut it to like a one- or two-possession game, but again, that thing was never really in doubt. And now on the first down play, we're going to get a quarterback trying to run. He's going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage, maybe a loss of one. But, yeah, you look back at the scores for Atchison. They beat Ottawa 31-24. They beat Sumner 47-20. They beat Harmon by 72. They beat Schlegel 63-14. Beat Washington 55-6. And then beat Highland Park 70-56. So right now the scoring mark is also down a little bit.
Yeah, Atchison, who's been scoring 50, 60, 70 points a game, 14 points at halftime. That's kind of like coming back to earth, like regular football teams play, not like count as Atchison high-powered offenses performed this season. Here's a little pass over to the left flat that's going to be caught and advanced across the 25-yard line, and it will leave Paralel Compton looking at a third down one. A minute gone in the third quarter. Again, quarterback Gunnar Ball. He's legitimate. He's the real deal. He can throw it. He can run it. He's going to run it right here. Wraps it up with both arms. Pushes forward. And, boy, it's going to be very, very close to the first down marker. And the tackle by Jesse Greenlee. And the official looking across. And he says, did he say move the chains or not?
That is awfully close. Yeah, he's going to say, I think, move him. There we go. This game has kind of been, you know, Jesse Greenlee against Gunnar Ball. You know, those are the two most known names on each of these offensive units so far tonight.
For Atchison, we were just talking about their scoring and how well they've done all season. 14 points here in the first half, and coming into today's game, they're averaging 56.3 points a game.
56 plus a game, that's a pretty good go. You got Tristan Gordon back in for the first time. Quarterback is back, he's hit, he is sacked at the 15-yard line. He was just bull rushed back there. How about Todd Daniels, man? He's tough.
Yeah, we've talked about Todd Daniels all night, and that time doing a great job. He just got a quick fire off the football. As soon as it was snapped, he was into the backfield and right up in the lap of the quarterback.
If you look out there, now Todd's not the tallest guy out on the field, but he is solid, broad-shouldered, and he's a hard guy to stop. It'll bring up now for Perry LeCompton, a second and about, we're going to call it second and 19, not quite 20. Very deep drop by Gunnar Ball. Rolls out of the pocket. Looking. Going to decide to run. Tucks it under. Rolls around to the right side. Back across the 20-yard line. And he's not going to get much when it's all said and done. Ran a lot. Advanced very little. It is third down, probably 15. No guarantee that it is a passing down for Perry because they do have an outstanding running game, but you're going to be looking, I think, Gus, at Cale Gorski. He's been kind of their go-to receiver through the course of the evening tonight.
Well, and Atchison's done a great job in the secondary of not allowing those Perry receivers to shake loose.
Quarterback back to throw, and he's looking for Gorski. Downfield, covered one-on-one. He carries around and makes a catch at the 50. Tightrope 40. Left side 30. Cut to the 20. Head to the middle 10. Touchdown, Perry LeCompton. Atchison couldn't quite catch Cale Gorski, and that was a phenomenal, we're going to call it, 77-yard touchdown strike.
Yeah, and that's Gorski did a great job. After he caught it, he stopped himself right at the sideline and then turned himself straight south and was able to get into the end zone. And he did a good job of angling away from Zymeer at the goal line and able to just cross it and get Perry LeCompton to within two.
Didn't take him long. A couple of minutes into the second half, and of course, in an effort to tie the game, Perry LeCompton will go for two. Quarterback will take it. Lobs it into the back of the end zone. Going up. Did he get his feet down? Yes. Two-point conversion is good. And we've got a timeout on the field. The catch made by Parker Schmidt in the back of the end zone for the successful conversion. Joseph, a break at 9:22 to go in the third quarter. Perry LeCompton is roared back. It's Atchison 14, Perry 14.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286 Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, Perry LeCompton talked about things at halftime and maybe figured some things out as they take the first possession of the second half, put it in the end zone to tie the game. And now the kick is away. It's going to be short, taken by Jeter. He'll be across the 30 and stood up and down at the 35-yard line. So for the Phoenix, their initial possession of the second half will begin in great spot. They're going to call it the 36-yard line. Now, Gus, does Atchison have to respond in this possession? Is that essential at all for them to, you know, say, hey, you scored tied up, I'm going to come right back? Or isn't
you know, is it not a real big deal?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big deal in the sense of, if you look back just a moment ago, you were up 14-0 under 5 minutes left in the second quarter, and two possessions later, you allowed this thing to get tied back up.
The snap back to Trey Carter, they go with a jet sweep, and the ball bounces off the runner's arms. It's on the ground, and a dive for the ball, and somehow Trey's able to come up off the bottom with it, and Atchison will retain possession. That was close, as there were a couple of defenders in there scrimming for that loose football. Second down, 15. This time they're going to do a straight-ahead run, and leaping over the top, look like Sam Cunningham. Jesse Greenlee's going to get five of those.
Yeah, Jesse Greenlee able to get back near the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be now a third and 11 for Atchison.
Jesse Carter, pretty good runner, too. Third down, 11. Play action to two men, and now throwing over the middle. That pass was just short-armed. Looking for Jeter, but there was in the release, he just kind of got away from Trey a little bit and lands harmlessly on the ground, incomplete.
So for Atchison, that was a quick possession, and now they're going to bring Aiden Battle back in to punt the ball away.
Exactly 1 minute on that possession. We're at 8:22 to play in the third quarter. Battle's back in to boot it away, and Gunner Ball will be back for Perry at his own 30-yard line for the return. Battle at the Atchison 20. Now punting into the wind. We'll see if that affects things. The snapback is again is a good one. He'll slow walk it up and then kicks it away. It will bound at the 45, and an Atchison bound will kick out of play nearer the 40-yard line. We'll see where they're going to spot it down. But very good field position for Perry LeCompton to begin his second possession of the second half in a now tied ball game, even at 14. And as we talk always in football, always it's the momentum in the game. And right now, momentum firmly on Perry LeCompton's side with scores in back-to-back possessions.
Yeah, you talk about, we were just discussing this, that at the, really, you can even drop it all the way down to the, you know, 1 minute mark of the first half. Atchison was leading 14-0, but Perry has knocked off two touchdowns, and the big one was getting that two-point conversion.
Quarterback will roll around to the left side, keeps it himself, will drop a shoulder and go forward, forging only about a two-yard gain, pushed out of bounds on the near side by Adam Molt. It'll be a short gain, second down, and 8. Going inside 8 minutes to play here in quarter number 3. 14-14 ball game. Boy, you don't get any more entertaining. You don't get any closer than this one is here tonight. QB back to throw again. Rolling. His pass slapped down by Jesse Greenlee. He went up and just rejected that. Looked like a volleyball player taking one off the net.
Yeah, great job by Jesse. Able to get a hand up. As that time, as the quarterback rolled out into the pocket, he was looking over there for Cale Gorski over here in the flat, but knocked away. Now it's going to bring up a third and, six now for... Well, let's call it 7 for Perry LeCompton.
Don't often get to work a volleyball reference into a football game, so you got to take advantage of those opportunities when they crop up.
We heard Paramore talking at halftime about tennis. Now, if you get a tennis reference,
I'll work on that. Quarterback is back to throw. Going deep, left-sided, way over everyone's head. And his receiver must have gotten tangled up or something happened down here. What happened?
He fell here at the 40-yard line. He slipped as he was trying to break towards the middle of the field, and that thing for Perry LeCompton falls harmlessly, and it'll bring up a fourth down, and the punt unit comes out.
Perry LeCompton will be kicking it away. Gets going to be Colton Kniper. Who's in, I think, going to kick this ball from his own 30.
Last time Colton was out to punt the ball, it was a bad stand. Instead of
that
first score.
That long ago. This one, perfect. The kick, oh my goodness. What a kick. Lands at the 5 and just does go into the end zone. He was standing at the 30. That ball went 65 yards in the air. That was phenomenal. And the wind behind him, yeah, but it's dissipated a little bit. That said, a phenomenal kick, and nonetheless, Atchison will have it 1st and 10. Good field position here at their own 20-yard line. 14-14 ball game, 7:49 to go in the third quarter in Perry, Kansas. A couple of teams getting together tonight. Again, not a district game, not a conference game, but throw all that aside, it's a really entertaining football game here this evening. And Atchison coming in, because if you're Atchison at some point or not at all, do you think, oh man, I'm 6-0 and I got to be careful not to get a blemish? Does that enter your mind? Quarterback's back to throw it. He'll get it away. Here's Greenlee at the 25 and picks up a first down to the 32.
Yeah, I think it has to a little bit, right? Because if you look for Atchison, you're like, all right, we're out in front right now at 6-0. The problem is there's a lot of teams that are just right on your heels in Class 4A with really good records.
Here we go with a first down call, and it runs straight ahead. And here's what Atchison really does well. You don't have to pick up the huge yardage. You pick up 5 yards at a carry. That time it was Trey Carter keeping it himself and kind of darting into the right side, utilizing his great speed and his ability to cut back in. Second down, 5. Yeah, if you pick up 5 yards at a carry, you're gonna get a lot. You're gonna score a lot of points. Now here's a very late pitch, getting away just in time. Up the left side goes Greenlee, crosses midfield, down to the 45-yard line. That was a nice 21-yard gain. His second 21-yard run today.
Yeah, you talk about for Atchison right now, there are two teams in Class 4A that are still undefeated. The Blue Comets of Chanute and Atchison. But then there are 4 teams with 1 loss: Eudora, Miege, Lewisburg, and Baser. So you'd like to stay in that 2 versus fall into the pack of 5.
Quarterback will cut around to the right side, dances in, tries to get away, cannot. It's going to be dropped, but nice pickup, gaining about 7, maybe 8 yards on the wheels of Trey Carter.
Jesse Herman, the Will linebacker, able to come over and make the stop on the play.
And again, Atchison with that full speed offense, and you see going off the field over there, Gus, Jesse Greenlee, and it's concerning as you see him reach around behind that right thigh a little bit. Maybe the muscles tightening up a little bit, and I'll give him a quick glance on the far side. This time the handoff is going to be made straight ahead and coming in and not missing a beat. Atchison, straight ahead run by Adam Moult. It's going to be good for the first down, and Phoenix moved the ball briskly here. Another quick snap, and again it's Moult, straight ahead. He's down to the 20-yard line. Moult and Greenlee, different style runners, but both of them very, very hard to bring down in the middle. Not Atchison just going fast, maybe too fast, and are they? And the officials are stopping the game.
Well, because we didn't even get the box set on the far side, and I had to laugh. The ball got snapped, so the center, Trey, and Adam were the only 3 on the field that were ready for that play. The rest of the line, all the wide receivers, were all standing around still waiting for everything to get set.
Including the officials and the guys on the chain gang across the way. No one was ready. Here we go. Atchison coming up over it. First and 10. Atchison, they're now down at the Perry 19-yard line. Battle will go motion to the left side. Quarterback will give it off on a misdirection to the right, and Moult is hit in the backfield, and he's going to be dropped for the loss. Getting in there in a hurry. How about Chris Kersey, or rather Kermsey? First guy in there. It'll bring up after the loss of a pair, second down and a dozen. The ball's going to be back now at the 22-yard line. I got to get this thing down to around the 10. Again, a running back on the left side of the quarterback. Moult in the backfield yet. QB's back to throw. Carter with a man wide open on the left side, and it's off his hands and incomplete. He kind of hit it, tipped it up in the air, and probably for Atchison, very fortunate not to have turned that thing over. You tip that ball up like that, and it's kind of just hovering in the air for a minute as that defender's closing in. It's a high-risk play. Off the incompletion, Phoenix look now at a third down and 12 or 13 yards outside the 20-yard line. Third and 4 down territory, maybe. QB back to throw again, throws a short pass. He's got his man wide open at the 10, at the 5. It's a touchdown, Phoenix! Coming right back into the game and putting it in the end zone, Jesse Greenlee.
Jesse Greenlee catching that nice little screen pass going in from 22, and Atchison pulling back out on front on their 8th possession of the night.
So in a first half that was very reluctant to show us any points, the second half we've had 2 possessions, 1 by each team, 2 touchdowns, 1 by each team. Aiden Battle looking to make it a 7-point lead.
Jeter to hold. Again, Atchison really ran the ball a lot on that series. It is down and up and got it. Timeout of the field. 5:17 to go in the third quarter. The offenses have come out of the locker room here in the second half. It's Atchison 21, Perry LeCompton 14.
It's fall at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and they've got the Fall Blizzard menu to prove it. Check out all the new flavors, including Reese's Take 5, Oreo Hot Cocoa, and Berry Cherry Chip. And don't miss the Blizzard of the Month, Snickers Brownie. They're in the fall mood at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. You know it, you love it. It's fan food, not fast food.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we return, Aiden Battle addresses the ball, puts a toe to it, launches one into the wind that is high and deep, and still going to be taken inside the 5-yard line. Slow walks it, straight ahead, 10, hit at the 15, and that was it. So an outstanding kick and a very short return is going to leave Perry LeCompton with a long field. They'll begin this possession. They're second of the second half. They'll begin at first and 10 at their own 15-yard line.
Ethan Watson, a senior for Atchison, down there on the kick coverage to make the play. St. James is playing Capon tonight.
Oh.
St. James is up 14-7 in that ballgame.
I believe, did not Carroll beat Capon this year or not? Maybe 2 weeks ago. I have to.
Just down the road is the big battle in Lawrence between Lawrence High and Free State.
The Chesty Lions and the T-Birds at it. Back to throw quarterback. He is hit, and he is down at the 5-yard line. He was run over back there by Levante McGowan.
Can I tell you, Levante McGowan hit the quarterback, Gunner Ball, right there, and then he turned because he really thought Gunner had got rid of that pass, and then he realized, I'm going to get credit for a sack on that play. It'll bring up now a second and 17 for Perry LeCompton, backed up inside their own 10.
Clock winding here at 4.5 to go in the third quarter. And backpedaling into his own end zone. Quarterback will step up, still looking, throwing deep. He has a man. It's caught at the 50, 45, down to the Atchison 40-yard line. That's a 50-plus yard pass play. What a job. And that is that Parker Schmidt with that catch?
Yep, Parker Schmidt able to come over and make the reception on that play. And that was a big play for Perry LeCompton. They were in the shadows of their own end zone. Now they're down in Phoenix territory at the 42.
Tons of credit to the Caw offensive line giving Gunner Ball that kind of time.
Late night was tonight?
Is that tonight?
That's a big night, Lawrence.
We stopped a few miles too soon. Now sweeping around to the left side, Tristan Gordon could never find the edge. He picks up a yard or two down to the Atchison 40, pushed out of bounds along the near side. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 21-14, Atchison in front here at Perry LeCompton High School tonight. Just a pleasant evening. Still quite breezy, and here in the third quarter, it is at Perry LeCompton's back.
Moorhill Mount Academy trailing Silver Lake at the end of three, so they're headed to the fourth.
Here's a roll to the right side. Gunner Ball looks downfield, throws it into traffic, and it is going to go incomplete.
Yeah, he had about three receivers kind of in the same vicinity right there, and I'm not sure which one he was throwing it to. It falls incomplete. It'll bring up now a third down for Perry LeCompton.
Is that nice? Maybe kind of a tip-off that two of them ran something wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't usually have two, let alone three guys an arm length away. There you go. Third down and about seven. Perry at the Atchison 40-yard line. Gunner ball back to throw again. Deep drop. Steps up in the pocket, feeling pressure. Rolling out, looking, throws the ball off balance down toward the goal line, and is batted away inside the 5-yard line. That was a great effort, and now we've got a player for Atchison kind of cramping up down there a little bit after making a superb defensive effort down there. They're going to stop play for just a moment to kind of stretch out that leg a little.
And for Perry LeCompton, they're going to have to use this time to decide what they want to do with this fourth down call, because there's a couple things you can do, right? Go for it. Maybe you try to punt and pin Atchison deep. And there's a lot of different decisions to be made right here. If it's me, I know this sounds terrible, I'd probably try to punt it and force Atchison into a long field.
Here's the deal. They're stretching out the legs. It's always, you always know that's what's going on when they grab them and pull them up. You know, they're not worried about hurting anybody, but man, if you ever had that cramp in your leg at night, and there was nothing you could do, and I can imagine somebody pulling on that, trying to stretch it out. I'm not sure which would hurt worse, the remedy or the actual injury, you know?
Patrick Hodapp would tell you, even though it's starting to cool off a bit, you can still cramp, so make sure you hydrate, right?
Yes. Fog you, wait, hydrate. 3:48 to play in the third quarter, 21-14. Atchison on the road in front, and it'll be very important as the game wears on to see if Atchison is able to recover from some of the, you know, the little injuries and the one that we're seeing out here right now with that muscle cramp. Tomorrow, Benedictine Football on Care Radio, the Ravens begin the divisional portion of the Heart of America Athletic Conference schedule, and on Stars and Stripes Day, they will be hosting in Wilcox Stadium. Central Methodist Eagles coming to town for a 1 o'clock kickoff. Care Radio pregame at, let's start about 12:30 or so. What do you say?
Brave.
Coach Osborne and keys to the game and other insights to share.
Coach Barraza, maybe a half, right? We're
going to have Coach, one of them.
One.
We're going to have one.
How nice is it, though, to look at that Raven ranking and see a single digit next to it?
That's pretty cool.
It's a good feeling.
Been a minute. Fourth down, and Perry looks like it's going to leave the offense out there on a fourth down 8 call at the Atchison 40. Here we go. Quarterback back to throw. Gunner ball rolling. In trouble. Goes deep over the middle into double coverage, and it is broken up again to the 5-yard line. Jeter Purdy is down there, and Adam Molt providing double coverage at the 5-yard line, and Perry LeCompton with the incomplete pass, will get the football to Atchison and put them in great field position at their own 40.
How much have we said this tonight? Give credit to Todd Daniels and Eric Smith, the defensive tackle and the defensive end. Getting in the backfield in a hurry and forcing Gunner Ball maybe to just get off his spot a little bit, to have to try to find an open receiver on the run. So a great job right there for Atchison. And now they're going to have it first and 10 at their own 40. Adam Molt is going to be your back.
Molt on the right side of quarterback, and they'll go with a jet sweep around to the right side of the 45, 50 down inside. Call territory to the 47-yard line. And that is going to be Hernandez with the carry. Atchison will advance the chains and pick up the first down. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. AHS quickly again up over the football. Brendan Martin starts to the left side now. He's going to shift over to the right. Hernandez will run off the field late. And there's that late substitution, Gus, that you talk about. And now they're running battle out into the field. Snap back, quarterback with the late pitch, trying to get to the outside. Molt will cut back into the middle, breaks the tackle, gets to the 45-40, cuts left side, 35, continues to drag defenders to the 30. Outstanding run by Adam Molt, taking that thing down to the 27-yard line, and another Phoenix first down. And for Atchison, they have really capitalized on this quick hitter offense. Straight ahead run for Molt. He is going to be stood up after a 2-yard pickup down to the 25. Multiple substitutions coming in and out of the cause defensive lineup for head coach Mike Paramore. 21-14, Atchison with a touchdown lead, looking to pad that a little bit. Carter will pitch. Moat will sweep right to the 15-yard line. He's going to be wrapped up and dropped right there. Very close to, and the official says, move it. Yeah, first down Atchison.
Tristan Gordon comes over and makes the stop on the play right there for Perry LeCompton. And Gordon's a guy who got a little banged up in the first half, and it's good to see him back out there right now playing at that safety position.
Atchison looking very, very good on this possession, having taken it over in great field position on a field fourth down effort by Perry. Moat to the left side of Trey Carter. Trey takes the snap at the ankles, passes over the middle. It's going to be caught. Jeter Pretty, touchdown.
Nice little slant reception for Jeter, and as he gets into the end zone, he's going to cramp up a little bit.
It's a little disappointing that these guys are not properly prepared with the hydration and so forth to be able to perform. But at a minute 58, they're going to stop play here in the third quarter, and they will attend to Jeter as they try to stretch that calf muscle out a little bit down there. Waiting for the PAT effort as Atchison goes up 2 touchdowns here in the late part of the third quarter.
For Trey Carter, that's going to be his second touchdown pass of the evening. He's got a touchdown pass to Jesse Greenlee, and then right there, the 10-yard pass to Jeter Purdy.
Now for the Phoenix, I got Aiden over there talking to a member of the coaching staff, and I don't know if they're going to kick this thing or not. And they've got to, if they are, you're going to have a different holder than usual, because typically it is Jeter Purdy who does the holding, but Atchison is going to bring Yogi Purdy in to hold. Yogi's got the good hands. He'll be just fine. The freshman. Here's Aiden. He's going to play Saturday somewhere. Kicking the football. Long count. Nice placement. And there's your point. Taking a timeout, a minute 58 to go in the third quarter. Phoenix extend their lead. Atchison 28, Perry LeCompton 14.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg. Blair producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Hey, it's great to have you with us. This is Atchison, set to boot it away. And for Perry LeCompton, an important possession coming up as they trail now by 2 touchdowns, 28-14, inside 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Once again, Aiden Battle. Last time he went into the wind, he kicked it near the 5-yard line. This boot is away, but it will not be as deep. Fielded at the 15. Starting toward the middle of the 25, 30. They got to beat Battle at the 45. Battle grabs him with a shirt tail at the 30. Run down the right side of the 25, 20, 15, 10. 85-yard kickoff return. Perry LeCompton, they knew they needed a score on this possession. They wasted no time. 85 yards, and it's coast to coast. Perry back on the board.
What a play right there by Perry LeCompton. I really thought Aiden Battle was going to make the tackle. Then after he got beat right there, Atchison had another player trailing the play late, and I thought maybe they were going to get to it. But what a job by Perry LeCompton to answer that long touchdown drive by Atchison with an 85-yard kickoff return.
Perry LeCompton is going to look to kick
the PAT, and it is going to be Eli Dean. In
case you were wondering, 13 seconds.
That's not bad. Perry needed a quick score. Now Atchison's way offside, and let us see what the call will be here from the official. It's offside, and I don't know whether he was able to hit it or not. And they're going to assess the penalty. And once again, Eli Dean will be kicking the ball here for Perry LeCompton. Because we were just talking during the break that Perry probably needed to score. Now, since it's going to go halfway to the goal, Perry LeCompton's going to run his offense out of the field. And they are going to be looking for a two-point conversion from a yard and a half out. I like the call by Coach Paramore. Here's the deal. If you don't get it, you're down eight, you can go for two the next time.
Yeah, but I just don't like the way he went about it, right? Like, he had players over here and all spread out. Now you're racing guys in at the last second and probably going to end up with a delay of game if you don't hurry this thing along.
Here we go for the two-point conversion. Quarterback takes it, snap, rolls left, leans, and pushes, and I'm waiting for the call. The officials are walking up over it. It's good! It took them a while. They analyzed it, and the two-point conversion successful. We got a football game on our hands with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Timeout of the field. Cause battling back. Phoenix 28, Perry LeCompton 22.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Well, the complexion of this football game changed, Gus, and what did you say, 13 seconds?
13 seconds.
Atchison, having taken a two-touchdown lead, suddenly finds themselves leading by less than one. It's a 28-22 game with a minute 45 to go, still in the third quarter. Long kickoff return, Gunner Ball, and here's a kickoff that is high and short, and Atchison will bring it straight up the middle across the 30 to the 31, 32-yard line. Returned by Jeter Purdy, first and 10, Phoenix.
Good to see Jeter Purdy back out there on this possession. You're also going to see on the far sideline making his way in, Jesse Greenlee. So,
final score, Sabetha defeated Horton tonight. Emaus Central with a two-score lead over Riley County. You know, there's all of that. Yeah, let me handle this here in just a second. It's a quick handoff into the middle. There's very little there. And right now, I think the Caw defense is charged up as Atchison runs into the left side of the line and picks up maybe a yard. High school football, week 7 here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. The Atchison Phoenix coming into the game tonight at 6-0. You got Perry LeCompton, a very deceiving 2-4. Quarterback Trey Carter rolling to the right, steps up, looking to throw. Binstead finds blue jerseys surrounding him, and he's going to be thrown for a loss inside the 30-yard line.
Yeah, that time Trey was looking down the field. Now he's going to take about a 2-yard sack on the play, getting back there for Perry LeCompton. You're going to get Logan Fisher, one of the first guys back there, also Brayton Letcher.
And now Atchison, third down and a dozen. 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. He's looking downfield, and I don't blame him. Might be looking downfield for Purdy also. Here's a handoff into the backfield, and running into the middle picking up about three or four, but not the first down yardage necessary. Atchison will be forced to punt the ball, and my guess is they'll wait till the end of the quarter and do it in the fourth with the wind behind them. We've got 18 seconds left. They do not have to punt into the wind if they would prefer not to. Fourth down, 6-7 yards to go. Phoenix at their own 36-yard line. 4-3-2, that's it. Joseph, we're going to go to the fourth quarter here in Perry, Kansas. It's an exciting game and a great finish ahead. The score, Atchison 28, Perry 22.
A whopping 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. The good news is that 99% of all skin cancer cases are curable if caught and treated early. The surgical care team at Amberwell Atchison is holding free skin cancer screenings on Friday, September 9th from 2 to 5 p.m. This event is free and open to the public. No appointment needed. All attendees will receive a free gift while supplies last. Call 913-367-6682 for more information.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Very wisely, the Perry LeCompton return man is going to back up way back, all the way back to his own 10-yard line, awaiting the punt from Atchison's Aiden Battle. First play of the fourth quarter, and his boot is away. He launches that thing, and it turns over, and it's going to bounce at the 15, roll to the 10, slow down at the 5, and stop at the 4-yard line, where Hernandez is going to down it, and for Perry LeCompton, who trails by 6, they are 96 yards away from the end zone. I was a kid when teams were this far away. Every play in the book could be run from here.
The last time Perry LeCompton had the ball backed up in the shadows of their own end zone, remember what they did? They just came out and fired one deep, prayed for the best to happen, and got it out to midfield.
Here come the calls to the right side. One receiver to the left side, another very wide left for two. Matter of fact, the QB will keep it. Ball rolls to their left side, stops, finds no room, cuts back in the middle, and he's going to be mowed down and pick it up a yard maybe. Gunner Ball looked like he wanted to sweep, but we've talked about all night the great job Atchison has done at sealing off the corners. I mean, they've really limited the success that Perry's had on the outside.
And it's because their linebackers have such speed. They can cover sideline to sideline and not really allow Perry to be able to seal a corner and pick up the yardage that they want.
Second down 9, Perry LeCompton at their own 7-yard line. Here's just a straight-ahead handoff, putting his head down and forging ahead for a couple of more yards to around the 10 as we're a minute into the fourth quarter. We like to talk about this time of the game pretty frequently. The number of possessions that you're going to have, the number of touches you're going to have is going to be extremely limited, and if Perry does not score on this possession, they may have only one possession after this, certainly probably no more than two. Third down, 5 at the 10. 10.5 to play. Clock moving fast. Quarterback, as the blitz is on, standing at the 5, flares it over to the right side, taken at the 5-yard line, to the 10, and up at the 15-yard line. He's going to be close. Did he get it?
Nope. He's going to be short.
Boy, the official taking a long look. It will be 4th and 1. Good peepers on that, man. Or Jeff Pieper, quarterback for Benedictine.
There you go. Is it? With the keeper, right?
Yeah, that was always the one I tried to avoid.
I know. And here we go. So it's going to be 4th down, and Perry, There's no way they're going to go for this, right?
It would appear that they are. They're lining up to go for it on 4th and 1 at their own 15-yard line. They try to draw the defense off, and they do. Atchison was drawn offside, and the free first down. Pair of the Compton's going to keep the drive alive. Because you see teams try that all the time, and it never works.
Right. That time, Atchison just got geared up. They had a what looked like maybe a linebacker blitz because your backer is really the one that jumped. It wasn't one of the front guys. You had a backer that flew up and got across the line of scrimmage and made contact. So you're going to net Perry a first down by way of penalty.
Yep, they've got it at their own 20-yard line. And again, they go to the straight-ahead run, bouncing outside to the 25-yard line, up the right side to the 30, 35, and pushed out of bounds along the near side across the 40-yard line. Hernandez with a defensive play for the Phoenix, and it's going to bring up a first down for Perry LeCompton. And those were good wheels. Tristan Gordon, remember he was running downfield and got caught from behind by Jeter Purdy? Well, what do we have, a hold?
Looks like we're going to have a hold right at he tried to turn the corner.
We have seen
we're
so.
Right here on the 30-yard line on the 3.
Yeah. Barely.
He's going to reach in. There it is.
We have seen so few penalties, and this is one that will hurt for Perry LeCompton as they had gotten some momentum and picked up some nice yardage with that sweep right, but it's all coming back.
Yeah, and if you're Harry, I guess if you want to glass half full this, you were 10 yards down the field when you made the penalty, so it's only 1st and 11.
Yeah, 1st and 11 back at the own 20-yard line. 9 minutes to go in the game. QB back to throw again. He's in trouble. Rolling right, pulls away, throwing downfield. He's got a man open and catches the ball across the 30 because the defender hit him in midair and threw him out of bounds. What a play by Tristan Gordon. So make sure I'm right with that rule. If you catch the ball right at the sideline and you get hit and thrown out of bounds,
you got to get that foot down because that's why they teach you as a defender. Grab his legs, carry him out of bounds. Like, you got to get that foot down.
Well, apparently he did. It's across the 35 to the 36-yard line. And Perry will advance the chains. They've got a 1st and 10. 28-22. Atchison up by half a dozen. 8:50 to go in the game. Another straight-ahead run. And a gain of about 4 up to the 30. For Perry, now that you've gotten that ball out from the 5-yard line, now there's not really, I don't think, such a big hurry. You can take a little time. You can eat up a little clock. You can churn this thing downfield.
And honestly, if you're Perry, it's not impossible that you could use like the next 8.5 minutes.
You could use most. You could use pretty near all of it, no question. 2nd down. 6 from their own 40-yard line for Perry. QB Gunner Ball. Play action, flares it over to the right flat. It's going to be caught just across the 40, picking up maybe a yard or so. No more than that. The clock is going to keep running inside 8 minutes now.
Tackle on the play right there for Atchison was number 64, Ricardo Santelez, 5'7" defensive lineman, a senior.
So now it is 3rd down and 5. Perry will slowly come out. Gale Gorski, he's been a splendid receiver out there. He'll go wide to the left side. Gunner Ball, quarterback Tristan Gordon, the running back QB, passes over the middle. It's going to be caught short of the 1st down. And a great second effort, dragged the defender to the 1st and 10 mark to catch. Cameron Knipper.
Knipper did a great job as he turned, caught the ball. He almost put on a basketball move where your post is they're backing down. They kind of feel off to the right and then turn inside. Well, that time he backed, he kind of gave just a shoulder throw to the right and then turned outside to the left and able to pick up the 1st down. And for Perry LeCompton, they're up to the 46-yard line, so nearing midfield. And, man, that thing's getting away.
And that's
7 minutes left.
1st and 10 at their own 46. QB draw, straight ahead, 45, 50, bounces outside to the 45, and he's right at another 1st down, maybe inches short, making a 2nd down, half a yard to go for Perry. Now, at the Atchison 44.
Yeah, and for Perry, if you don't get the 1st down and the officials are looking, they're going to say 1st down. That clock. I did stop for a second. Okay. At 6:43.
very, very quickly up there. And here's another straight-ahead run, Tristan Gordon. You see what Perry's begun to do?
Been that little downhill run, right?
That's
like
exactly
in the first half, Atchison was just stopping everything in the middle. But Perry has just kept hitting it. And now finally, where it was going for nothing, maybe 8 yards, now it's pushed forward to 2, 3, 5 yards.
There was a 4 yard gain right there down to the Phoenix 40 yard line. Again with the handoff, bouncing outside. This time the bear hug and spun down to the ground. That was a lovely defensive play for Atchison. And Gus, that was Ethan Watson, I think.
Yep, Ethan Watson. We talk about the senior getting out there, getting some snaps there.
And he will stop that play for no gain. It is for Perry Compton, a third down at the Atchison 40. Third down, about a half a dozen, and we're at 5.5 minutes to play. Perry, big third down call here. Quarterback's back to throw. Over to Medley. He's got his man and overshot him. Incomplete. He had a man in the intermediate pattern. He had a man deep. The ball went really between them, and I think they were both open enough to have made that catch.
Yeah, but how many times do we talk about that, right? You're running the ball. You're eating up some clock. You're eating up yardage. And then on a third down, you try to throw the ball, and now you're looking at a 4th and 7. And Sonia, if you don't make this, you may not see the ball again tonight.
With inside 5.5 to go in the game, a big 4th down call. QB rolling left. Got a little time. Throws it downfield. He's got his man. Picks up the 1st down inside the 30-yard line. Hitting Cale Gorski again.
Telling you, when he's been in trouble tonight, we've seen quarterback Gunnar Ball go to Cale Gorski, and Gorski doing a great job of getting the feet down and then just stepping out of bounds.
5:22 to play in the game. Now the Phoenix are clinging to a 6-point lead. And on a drive that began for Perry LeCompton back at their own 5-yard line, they're inside the Atchison 30. Straight ahead run down to the 25-yard line. They'll pick up 3 more. And if you're Perry, give me 3. 3 times 4. Coach Oakley's told me in the 8th grade, 3 times 4 is 12, guys. 5 minutes to play in the game.
You remember just a moment ago we were talking about, there's about 9 minutes left that you could probably run a lot of this clock out. Well, we're starting to see that happen.
2nd down call. QB will keep it himself. He'll boot right side. Cuts inside, eludes the defender at the 25. Held on by the shirt tail and drags a guy who's stretching the shirt behind him down to around the 22. It is a 3rd down and 3. And when you start trying to, and we saw this on the long touchdown run earlier by Gunnar Ball, as a defender, I will tell you, your coach doesn't tell you, grab him by the jersey to tackle him, okay? I don't think that's his plan.
That wasn't exactly something that I remember.
So here we go. It is now a 3rd down call. Another big 3rd down for Perry. How many of those have they had on this possession? Gorski will go wide to the left side. He is that dangerous, dangerous receiver. The fellow slot left, quarterback rolling, ball looking downfield, going into the end zone, and it is going to be incomplete. Double covered down to the back edge of the end zone, looking for Gorski. And if I'm a defensive coach, I'm double covered, triple covering him all night.
Yeah, you head down there for Atchison. You had, what, Zymir Hernandez along with Adam Molt in coverage. And another, how many times have we called it? Big 3rd down, and then you turn around with a big 4th down. Because Perry has struggled on those 3rd down conversions, but has been really good tonight on 4th down conversions. They are now looking at a 4th and let's call it 2 with just under 4 minutes to play.
They're down at the Atchison 20-yard line. QB is back to throw. He's thrown this a bunch of times. He's going into the end zone, and it is incomplete. Broken up in the middle of the end zone, and he was looking for Parker Schmidt. Made a diving effort between two defenders, and Gus, I thought for a moment he had come up with it.
Yeah, I wasn't so sure, and then I saw it bound away at the end. He did a great job of going to the ground, trying to haul that thing in. And can I tell you, if you were to ask Coach Paramore about that play, he's going to tell you I really wish it would have gone on too, because Atchison had sent the house again, and they were right there when the ball was snapped. And if you're Atchison, make sure that Perry doesn't get this thing back.
Here's what they have to do. Get a couple of first downs. Perry with full complement of timeouts and quarterback Trey Carter cuts left now, cuts right, looking for a little daylight, won't find much. Now breaks a couple tackles and, wow, he turns nothing into something, picking up about eight.
How about this? For Atchison, this would be the first time they've touched the ball here in the fourth quarter.
Again, a couple of teams who have already beat Perry the Compton this season playing this evening, and Holton comes out on top of that game. They knock off Hayden 37-13 tonight. Second down and a couple for Atchison. They will take all the time they can, 3:15 left in the game. Perry's going to have another opportunity at the ball. They're going to have to stop, not this first down, but the next one. Here's a run for the first down to the 39-yard line. You're probably not going to stop that on a second down and a yard.
Yeah, on second and one, you're just going to go ahead and call it a lost possession or a lost set of downs, and now you're going to probably use your timeouts here.
The ball is going to be pushed up with 3 minutes to go in the ball game for Atchison at the Perry 40-yard line, 39. They're going to call it 39-yard line. Yeah, for Perry, time to start getting very conservative with the game clock, which is now rolling at 2:45. And Atchison, a team who's raced up to the line of scrimmage all night, now battling to burn some time off the clock. First down call, and there's the handoff right side, power run. First down at the 50-yard line, and across midfield goes Greenlee.
And if you're Perry LeCompton, you're going to be okay with that play, right? If Jesse's going to pick up yardage, give him 10 or 12 versus giving him 8 or 9, right? You don't want to be trying to stop the clock on second and inches. You want to stop the clock on second and long. So, again, you are going to give up a little time here, but you're going to be able to use your timeouts after this. 2:18 left.
Phoenix have taken the ball all the way across midfield. Is it? The Perry 47-yard line. They lead by 6. Here's a snap. And again, the handoff to Greenlee. He will gain about 5. And here's where you would expect one of the timeouts to be taken. Not yet. Been at 57, 6, 5. Still not stopping the game. Second down, 6. Atchison at the Perry LeCompton 43-yard line. Minute 45, 44. Perry's not going to use their timeouts yet. And again, they have 3 remaining. They're going to wait to get this thing down to third down, I suspect. A minute and a half to go.
Do you want third down and save yourself one offensive timeout?
Snap back. And again, straight ahead running and down to the 40-yard line, a gain of about 3 more. And there is the timeout. We're taking a break with a minute 19 to go in the game. We're down to the short rows here. It's Atchison 28, Perry 22.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
What happened? Now they come back, coming out of the timeout. Atchison looking at that third down 2 call. A handoff is going to go over to the right side, and Carter puts it in the hands of Jesse Greenlee. Bounces outside, cuts it up the numbers. Jesse Greenlee into the end zone. Atchison, touchdown, and the Phoenix got salt this one away.
Yeah, Jesse Greenlee getting his 1, 2, 3, 4th touchdown of the night in Atchison. Now trying to figure out what they're going to do. They're going to put offense back out and kick the PAT.
I'm not sure at this juncture the big difference that they're thinking about here maybe, but Greeley's going to take it out of the Wildcat, and he is going to be stopped short of the end zone. And Atchison's two-point conversion fails. We're going to hang on to it right here for you, Joseph, with a minute 11 to play. Phoenix have stretched their lead on another touchdown by Jesse Greenlee. 34-22 AHS in front. Gus, so what, in the last 2 weeks, 13 touchdowns for Jesse? It's a pretty good 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, not a bad 2 weeks. And so for Atchison, they are going to start looking forward to next week. They're going to move to 7-0, but they will finish Meadowlark League play as they will travel to Kansas City Wyandotte next week and then figure out week 9.
Yeah. And for Perry McCompton, we're going to talk about this a little bit, who will end the night at 2-5. But those five teams. Oh, my goodness. The five teams they have lost to are all going to go far in postseason.
Sabetha, Newall Central, Holton, Hayden, and now Atchison. So that's some really good teams that have lost very few games.
That is a brutal schedule, of quality teams. And, again, the Big 7 and the best team in the Meadowlark. Atchison's going to go with a little bit of an offset alignment here. What they don't want to do is give up that long kickoff return like they did the last time they kicked it away. And here's that boot. High. It will be fielded and taken from the goal line. And they're going to say he stepped a foot back into the end zone, and that means it's going to be a touchback.
Look at Atchison. On their last four possessions, they have come away with three touchdowns tonight. So three touchdowns and a punt. And the only time they touched it here in the fourth quarter came away with a touchdown. For Perry McCompton, you're going to walk away from this game and look at a lot of things. But the one thing you're going to look at is that very last possession where it looked like you were taking some time off the clock. You got it to 4th-and-3, and then you just couldn't quite connect on that pass in the end zone. So for Perry, put up quite a fight tonight.
Here's the thing. We love talking about the number of possessions. We referred to it earlier. Here's a first down play, throwing it over to the right flat, and it is nearly picked off by Trey Carter. It goes incomplete. So for Atchison, let me be clear. Fourth quarter, one possession in the quarter. So there you have, how much, if you slow the game down and accelerate the clock, how you can really, dictate how many chances your opponent has to score.
Well, that's just like, I'll be interested to see a score from that ACCHS Jackson Heights game, because Jackson Heights is the king of being able to limit you to, two possessions a quarter, if that.
Pass hit to the right flat, penalty markers all over the place as the ball is advanced across the 25-yard line, picking up about 7 or 8 yards on that. We got a couple of players who are a little shaken up on the play and now coming to their feet. And, again, I saw a marker thrown out there. Let's see what this indication is going to be. It's going to be a hold against the cause. So with less than a minute to go in the ball game,
boom. That's never a good one.
Would we have another penalty flag?
Yeah, the official just tossed one 50 feet in the air, and it's an unsportsmanlike conduct. It's going to go against Atchison, and it's going to be the kid that made the tackle still talking a little bit. And I really like what I just saw from Atchison's defensive lineman. You look out there, and Todd Daniels, your nose tackle, who's been playing spectacular all night, he turned around and got right into the face of the player that got the penalty. It's like, hey, we're ahead. We don't need that. Let's get out of here with the victory, right? Again, you're going to lose the 10 yards on that. You're going to get the automatic first down on the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. So, again, just got to be better than that at this juncture. Because here's the deal. In a close game, something like that could cost you a game.
Well, so we mark one penalty back one way. We got, I'm sure, one penalty back the other way. And when it's all said and done, it will be a Perry McCompton first down. They will advance up to the 30-yard line.
52 seconds left in the game. First and 10 for Perry LeCompton, trailing by a dozen. Walking over to the near side is Gunnar Balkas. We'd heard coming into the game how good Gunnar and this Perry team is, and I don't care that they're 2-4, 2-5. They're an impressive team. You don't want to play them, you know, in week 9, do you?
Yeah, they're definitely a team that can sneak up on you and beat anybody.
Yeah, hand off straight into the middle for a couple of 3 yards, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight here in Perry, Kansas. The Ashes and Phoenix, 34, Perry LeCompton, 22. And we'll be back to summarize it all for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Our coverage will continue with a Giant Communications postgame show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that's spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Kansas, where tonight the Atchison Phoenix come away with a good road win against us, a quality team and a quality program here at Perry LeCompton. And when it's all said and done, Atchison is going to look back on this one and say, man, this is the hardest we have fought for a win all season, and it was a good one for this team here today.
Yeah, for Atchison, they're going to move to 7-0 next week. They'll find their way looking to finish out the Meadowlark League and finish out the regular season perfect, as they will be at Kansas City Wyandotte. Prepare the Compton, tough game. They're going to fall to 2-5 next week. They're going to be right back here as they're going to finish out the regular season and their Big 7 League portion of the schedule, as they're going to be hosting Royal Valley next week. For Atchison tonight, two quick early touchdowns by Jesse Greenlee. Then Perry LeCompton answered back quickly. They scored with 6 seconds left in the first half, then scored on their first possession of the second half. A couple more passes from Trey Carter to Greenlee, and then Trey Carter to Jeter Purdy. An 85-yard kick return by Gunnar Ball, but then, with a minute 11, Jesse Greenlee caps it off with a 34-22 victory for Atchison here tonight.
Tomorrow we've got Benedictine football on CAM Radio. 1 o'clock kickoff, Stars and Stripes game, as the Ravens begin conference portion of the divisional portion of the conference schedule.
1 o'clock kickoff, 12:30 pregame, Ravens and Central Methodist here on Care Radio. Join us for that. Final score again tonight. Phoenix, 34. Perry LeCompton's cause, 22. Until we reach you tomorrow. Wonderful job as always. Joseph, our producer engineer, thank you very much. For Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Find the latest scores, game recaps, and team information at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports Productions.